man, I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along, this is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the feast, it's time to call blows. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the class you meet. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive or motivational strategy. Successful guests promote self mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/TheRemix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. Hi, it's me, Miss Blue, the Oracle. Now, as you know, we are about to dive into Planet Remix. And as we get ready to get into the cipher, I do want to let you know that it is Planet Remix, and a lot of times we cover adult content. So at this time, if you have anyone who's a minor, I would suggest that you put your headset on or get yourself in a place where you can enjoy your time on Planet Remix. But until then, put the babies out. Do what you need to do so we can be responsible while knowing our magic. This show, this information, we dive into a lot of things that are adult content. And so therefore, if you are a minor, I want you to stop what you're doing right now. And I definitely want you to get your parent or your guardian's consent before diving into the remix. Well, enjoy. Enjoy the share. Yeah, and keep knowing your magic. We just got to be responsible while growing up on planet Earth.
Like it hard, you eat your soul and cleanse your mind. Learn to fly and reach the stars. You take the time to look behind and say, look where I came. Look how far I came. They say the dreams come true, and when they do that, there's a beautiful day. So do you wanna, be happy? I said, do you wanna, be free? I said, do you wanna, be? Thank you.
Welcome on in to Planet Remix, everyone. Peace and greetings, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome on in to Planet Remix Radio. Wow. Wow. How are we feeling tonight, family? As we get ready to dive into the cipher, I want you to really focus on the question. Are you worth it? Are you worth it? What is your truth? We are all experiencing the same thing, like looking in an hourglass, watching the times as they begin to flow. We are heart doulers to the earth. We are the caregivers of our own divine expressions. We are receiving and giving light. Oh yeah. Are you worth it? This is the perfect time to face your truth. Oh yeah. The absolute truth. Face to face with the truth. We are all here, ready to do the work, to do the great work that we all so desired to do at this time. Oh, the time is here. Oh, it's time for transforming all of our liquid gold that's in our hearts and spread it all throughout our bodies. This is the perfect planetary galactic alignment. It's time for human revolution. And we are all here for it as soul beings on the planet. We are too old for games. We are transforming shadows to gifts. Yes. Galactic beings on planet Earth. Oh yeah. And we are all growing up. We are all growing up at this time on planet Earth. What a time to be alive. Peace and greetings, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome on into Planet Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue the Oracle, and you are live on the remix. Wow. Peace and greetings, everyone. And listen, before we get started, Kelly Price is safe. So, got a lot of reports of people contacting me wanting to know if I could look and help find Kelly Price. And I was like, what are you talking about? She's safe. She's safe. She's safe. But I wanted to start out by saying that. But peace and love to everyone for joining in. I do want to let you know the Blue Room is open. So I'm going to give you those cosmic directions so you can find your way on over and join us in the Blue Room. And if you want to come on over and join us in the Blue Room, simply go to, so let me give you those directions. You're going to go to YouTube, and once you get to YouTube, you're going to type in blue. Raspberry. And that is going to get you locked in. Yeah, I see you guys getting yourself all situated inside the blue room. Also want to give out the call-in number. So for those of you who want to listen and you want to get on those phone lines, 515-605-9794 is the number to call. And that is going to get you locked in to the phone line. Now, I do want to let you know that as we get into the cipher tonight, Brother Bilal is going to be joining us tonight as well. So Brother Bilal is going to be here. We're going to cover a couple of announcements and, you know, just kind of get ourselves in there. What a week. I can totally say that. Can you literally feel the energy in the air? What a week. It's been a week. And so hence the reason we are coming on with this share here tonight, because this is what we do here on Planet Remix, and it's a place where you can come together with your soul family, and we all can connect ourselves from all over the world. I do want to shout out all of our international listeners that is listening from all over the planet. Because it is so many of you, and I have spoke to all of you who are listening all over the planet. So I definitely want you guys to know that we know that you're out there and you're listening. So tonight, listen. Question, are you worth it? Face your truth. This is, let me go ahead, if I had a drum roll, I would give you a drum roll, but this is a retrograde message. It's a retrograde message. And the retrograde actually starts on the 27th. So we're only a few days away. And those frequencies, those vibes, you can feel it. You can feel it in the air. You can feel it right now. The retrograde. This is a retrograde message. So you know what that means. I want you to go grab you a pen. Go grab you something to write with. Get you a pen. Get you something to write with. Because let me tell you. This retrograde test will be one to remember. And I don't say this often, but good luck. Good luck. You're truly going to need good luck. All of us, good luck. Because this is a test. You know how the emergency broadcast system comes on and they will tell you, this is only a test. No. This isn't a test. This isn't just a test. This is, you can kind of look at this like the final exam. It's a final exam. You got to pass this. You got to pass this one. This one you have to pass, and it literally starts on the 27th, and it lasts for 23 days. 23 days. Thank goodness for Brother Bilal, because he's going to come on. He's going to give us some answers to them tests, to that test, to that final exam. You know how you always have that smart person in class that ran and go take the test early? Your professors tell you you have all day to take it. They get up early. They go take the test, and then they come back and tell everybody. Mm-hmm. Well, he's definitely going to give us some insight on that final exam. You don't have to retract that. You can leave it. Oh, yeah. This is a final exam. Mm-hmm. Good luck. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You doing everything when you go in there. You taking your phone, making sure it's charged. You got you a calculator. You got a couple of notes. You got all of that. You got all of that stuff saved up because you want to make sure that you understand what is before you. Mm-hmm. We got Peter and Rose. They roaming themselves all out into the galaxy. You know, we have all of those tropical storms that are out there. I want us to take this moment before we go a little further into the share. Where is my manners? Peace and greetings to everyone out there, and welcome on into Planet Remix. We are so glad that you are here with all of us. Yeah. So whether you're a guest, whether this is your first time, whether you've been listening for a long time, know that I love you all. We love you all. And we are just truly, truly glad for all of us to be together. By the way, right now we have just crossed the threshold on our YouTube channel. Because you know we're trying to build up the YouTube following here for our soul group, which reminds me, let's go ahead and get those likes up so our soul group can find us. We have over 100 people in the room, but we got 42 likes. Let's get those likes up so our soul group can find us. But here's the thing. Here is the thing. We do want our soul group to find us. And we do want to send love and light out to everyone. Let's take this time as we get ready to get into the share and send our love and our ashes to our ancestors. My aunt Naomi made her transition this week, so I want to send her so much love and to the family, love and light and ashe to her as well as she continued on her journey. She was 94 years old, and just got a chance to spend some time with her just a couple of months ago, which was super amazing. So sending her so much love and light as well. And ashe to everyone else making their transition at this lovers and family members. As well, we're going to send them all love and light. Yeah, so we're sending them all love and light. And yeah, and blessings to all of you, to all of you, to all of you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So ashe to the ancestors. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, welcome on in. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome all in. So good to see you guys. See the blue room. The blue room is totally lit. It is always litty lit in the blue room. I'm going to give out the call-in number. 515-605-9794 is the number to call. And for our international callers, make sure that you dial 515-605-9794. And that's going to get you locked in. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's going to get you locked in. See some new faces haven't seen in a while. Good to see you joining us in the blue room. And see some familiar faces as well. Shouts out to everyone in the blue room. I want to do this. I want to ring the bell for self-invested. So I want to ring the bell for self-invested. And to everyone who is self-invested in our self-invested workshop class and those who are also in our astrology class as well, sending them love, sending them light as well. We are definitely getting it in. Don't forget about your homework that is coming up because you got some homework. You know you got some homework. So I want to send love and light out to them. And definitely, I want to send so much love out to all the divine priestess in the house. Send a shout out to Priestess Sister Munya in the building, Priestess Trin, Priestess Chastity, Priestess Melanie in the building.
I know there are some more priestess that are here. Priestess Kalimar, Priestess Erica. All of the divine priestess that are in the building, in the house, listening in to all of the divine priestess everywhere, all over the globe, sending them so much love. Mm-hmm. Sending them so much love. And then out to every single one of you in the Blue Room, Katora, Marjorie, Lady Grace, Kevin Bell, peace and love to you, Kevin Bell. So good to see you. Savannah, welcome on in. Jay Music, good to see you in the building. Brittany Vibes is in the house, sending you so much love. Mm-hmm. Brittany Vibes doing some big things in the building. Mm-hmm. Queenie is here. And shout out to our Clubhouse family as well. Mm-hmm. Planet Remix Clubhouse. Deja is in the building. Social EQ in the house. Welcome on in. And Dahia. Welcome on in. Lance, welcome on in. I know if you guys are not here, you're listening. Diamond Honey in the building. Love your name. Welcome on in. And all of you that are listening, all of you that are listening, thank you for the Super Chat donation, Silent Creativity and Company. Welcome on in. Gold Leaf, welcome on in. Roberta is in the building. Welcome on in. Oh, my goodness. You guys are lighting the way as you come through the door. Abdullah the Oracle is here. Caleb is here. Priestess Keisha is here. Phoenix Nebula is here. In Tune with the Infinite is in the building. My, my, my. We got a packed house. Quentin B is here. Nezzy is here. Nezzy says, Miss Blue, I'm so glad to catch you live. I must say I love your laugh. Oh, thank you for that. Thank you for that. So glad to have all of you. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Welcome on in. Sexy Val is in the building. Get it, Sexy Val. Tanasia is in the house. And Lola Falana. Lola Falana is in the house tonight. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Welcome on in. Astronaut Warrior, I know you are listening. Welcome on in. I love it. Absolutely love it. I love it. I love it. Let's get those likes up. Let's get those likes up. We want to let our soul family know exactly where to find us. And I want you all to know, we're going to talk about a few things. Kevin is in the building. Welcome on in, Kevin. We got two Kevins. But Kevin is here. Kathy is here. Lance is in the building. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Welcome on in. From the north, from the south, from the east and the west, welcome on in. So we got a few things that we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about, we're definitely going to talk about. And first of all, I want to say this. Get those likes up. Get those likes up. And if you have not liked and subscribed, like, I don't know what you're doing, but I want you to do it. I want you to do it. Shouts out to Dr. Dina in the building. Sending her so much love. Chef Amir sending her so much love as well. Shouts out to them too as well. And all of our Clubhouse family. And by the way, I want you guys to know that I have received all the emails about the Jupiter Money Kit. That's right. You heard it. The infamous Jupiter Money Kit. The Jupiter Money Kit, the only place on the planet, the only place in our galaxy that it is available. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we most definitely will be talking about that with Brother Bilal tonight, especially for the Clubhouse family. We're going to be talking about it with you guys, too, because you may be a little new to that Jupiter Money Kit, but y'all know what time it is. But we're going to be talking about that. We certainly are. Oh, yeah. So we're going to get into talking about that Jupiter Money Kit tonight when Brother Bilal comes on. And so, you know, I'm just saying, you might want to stick around. You might want to stick around. Like, you always need to be around. You know how the song goes, I want you around. You're going to always want to stick around Planet Remix. And by the way, don't forget to dive into the archives. Don't forget to dive into the archives. We've covered so much information, you guys, and all of the shows. Over 13 years worth of shows. Like, I'm telling you, whatever your heart desires, your mind needs, your body, it is all there for you. Mm-hmm. It is all there for you. And then I want to put this announcement out there for those of you who ordered the Magical Spiritual Bath Kits. You are getting your Magical Spiritual Bath Kits. And guess what? I am loving sending out your Magical Spiritual Bath. Absolutely loving sending them out. And I'm telling you, if you don't know, then you know, because this is the time for the kid next door. I thank you all for all of your feedback. Kid next door, wishing well. Golden Veil, oh my goodness. Goddess Thunder, we are in the time of the divine feminine to come forth. Goddess Thunder is so needed. And Blue Serpent, talk about coming face to face, telling the truth. Listen, so many of yours, it is on the way. It's in route. And even Spirit is putting on my heart. Even so much of it. It's in my heart at this time. And this is for sisters, for brothers. Some of y'all are even doing this with your children. But I'm telling you, the mixture of the Magical Spiritual Bath Kits and the transformation that goes along with it and the spirit quest that goes along with it, it is time for that divine feminine energy to come. And that Goddess Thunder, bam, it's like that. It's like that. So email, still got a few, still got some to make. And Spirit is telling me we need to stay here for a minute. This one, we might need to do it some more so we can really get into it. We can get into it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So question, QUESTION, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. And yeah, we're going to see what we can do for you. And really, because I've gotten so many requests, and this is for the U.S. This is for the U.S. Many people want to know, how can I support? We have many things that not only you can show your support, but you can also incorporate it as a part of your transformation and a part of your magical toolkits. For yourself in these times. And I thank you all for sending in your testimony, your Instagram posts, like I'm trying to keep up. I thank you. I thank you for being on this journey with me. Matter of fact, I just did the Kid Next Door right before the show tonight. So my energy is, it's on 1,000. But we got a lot to talk about tonight. And we're going to get into that. Brother Bilal is going to be joining us here in just a short moment. Matter of fact, he's in the Kundalini land. He's in the Kundalini lab right now. So, yeah. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to listen to some more vibes. We're going to listen to some Baby Blue. We definitely got to do that. By the way, Baby Blue got some things coming too. And then we're going to get into it. Yeah, we're going to deep dive into this. Question, are you worth it. Face your truth. This is a retrograde message. Coming straight at you. Coming straight at you. Coming straight for you. Okay? Because that's what we do on Planet Remix. You know, this whole year, everything that we've been building up to is the awakening of this inner harmony and peace and stillness, bringing it to the forefront in so many different ways. And by the way, I'm going to be reading your text message. So for those of you who are not on the Remix text line, I don't know what you're doing. I don't know what's wrong with you, but that's where that good, good, juicy stuff is. You might want to get on that text line, and that is Planet Remix 512-359-3414. That is the text line. Say hello, text us. But I'm going to be reading your response to the question that I sent out only to those who are on our cosmic line. That's the cosmic drip line. Those of you who are there, you know, on that cosmic drip line. So, yeah. So let us listen to some Baby Blue. Welcome on in for those of you who are just stepping into the building. Let us go ahead and hit those like buttons. We need to do that. And let us listen to some Baby Blue.
La 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 la. The Remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
So true. Please say it with me. Nothing else moves you, life will. If nothing else moves you, life will. If nothing else moves you, life will. Life will move you. Oh, yeah. I've been sending out lots of love and light to everyone. So for everyone out there, I know you've been feeling those downloads, those cosmic rays. They've been zapping you. They've been hitting you. They've been hitting you. Been hitting you pretty hard. Yeah, they've been kind of hitting you up. They've been hitting you up, gangster style. So, all right. So we're going to listen to some vibes, and then we're going to get ready. We cannot wait. We are going to get ready to bring Brother Bilal on. Oh, yeah. Look out now. Oh, it's going down.
Oh.
Welcome to Planet Remix. Come on, Planet Remix.
Ain't nobody crying.
This is a throwback. If you know, then you know.
Ain't nobody worried. Ain't no smiling faces. Oh, no. Flying to the races. Help me. Come on. Somebody help me.
Come on and help me.
Say your
Is the Staple Singers, and I will take you there. I'll take you there. Oh, yeah, you guys. I'll take you there. Wow. Wow, what a throwback. And that's one of my daddies and my mom's. That is their favorite jam. So I love that. I grew up hearing that. And for a long time, that was the theme intro for Planet Remix, was that song, I'll Take You There. And so tonight, we're going to go there too. We're going to be talking about that question. And so the question, the call that I sent out earlier, and so many of you responded to this call and response, had everything to do with the question. And that question is, are you worth it? Are you worth it? And so many of you responded. So I'm literally going to read some of those responses here. Oh, my goodness. So let's go to Monique. Monique says, I am ready, worth it, worth it, worth it, and worthy of it. Remember, the question is, are you worth it? So Shirley says, I am worth it and deserve to be present and enjoying being worth it instead of diminishing me so others can place me where they think I should be. No more taking on other people's false narratives of what they think I deserve. I am worth it and I deserve it all. That was from Shirley. Let's go to Tariq. We're going to go to the next question. Chris says, I am worth it and I am worthy. lot of responses here. We're going to go through. Let's go to Angela. Angela says, I'm worth everything. I deserve everything that love represents. I'm the physical manifestation of love, and I am worth all of it. And so are you. Ooh, I love that. I absolutely love that. Marie Kay says, ooh, Marie got it in. She says, greetings, Royal Oracle. Thank you for this question. She said, without pause, absolutely. Why am I worth it? I am intentionally giving myself in love, purpose, and truth, the best of me as the moment in time allows. Why with intent? Speaking for self, everything comes from within, and my peace is centered in my truth, the core of my existence. She said, peace disturbs equals autocorrect. I ain't at peace if I'm not true to thyself, which births the best me simply because I live to love. And no matter the situation, the quick snap back, I hunt the good stuff, little army lingo. So yes, I am worth it. I truly love these, you guys. Brittany Vibes says, I definitely can say I am worth it. Love that. I love it. Melanie, Priestess Melanie says, absolutely worth it. Let's see. Xavier says, I'm worth the pure delight of harmony and peace that comes with uniting with one's own compassion. Wow. Wow, Xavier Bay. That was good. Jennifer says, Miss Blue, I sat here and I thought about it. Am I worth it? That question for a lot of us, we think is about relationships. And in that aspect, I say, yes, I am worth it. But worth what? But sitting with the spiritual, I am worthy of it. What does that mean to me? What does that mean to me? Being chosen to be here still in this climate, I must be pretty damn special. Yes, I'm worth it. I deserve it. But I gotta do the work. I have to be dedicated. I have to commit. I need to boss up. And I have to see what God sees in me. I'm gifted. I'm valuable. I am special. I am worth it. Wow. Wow. Look at this. Look at this. Astronaut Warrior actually wrote a poem. She says, are you worth it? Am I worth it? Yes, I am my own place of worship. It's no longer a warship full of circle jerk casualties. Instead, I'm sailing towards the best version of me while remaining grateful for the present energy. I throw misery overboard and use inner peace as an oar. Love when the soul family comes aboard. And the response to the question, am I worth it? Yes. Wow. You guys. You truly got it in. Oh, my goodness. And there's so much more. Tremaine says, I'm worth it. Janae says, I'm worth it. Shayla says, I'm worth it. Roberta says, I'm worth it. Don says, yes, I am worth it all. Sheila says, I am worth it. This is from Sheila. I want to read this one. Touch my heart. She said, I answered this question today with an understanding I got that came at the moment of me feeling inadequate as a mother. You see, my 19-year-old son left for the Marines last Monday. There was nothing I could do or say to change his mind. I felt magically helpless, and all what I have summoned myself to be could bear no witness to my influence as a mom on my son. He was out of here, and a little bit of it felt like he was trying to get away from me. And I was thinking to myself, that's the dumbest decision a son like mine could make at a time like this. And then, myself, I humbled myself and I said, you think everything that boy chooses is dumb, but was he dumb when he chose you as his mom? And that's when I really knew I was worth it. My son went against everything to choose what was right for him, including his choice of me. In my son's absence, I know I'm worth it. And then she says, I love you. Oh my goodness, you guys. How amazing. How divine. How amazing and how divine. Yeah. Whew. So, we definitely know that this question that we're going to be diving in tonight, are you worth it? Face to face. Or face your truth. Retrograde message. It's going to be powerful. So, without further ado, we're going to get ready to welcome Brother Bilal, and he's going to come on. He's going to get ready to come on in just a moment. He's going to get ready to come on in just a moment. Yeah. Yeah, this is so good. Oh my goodness. Yeah, so good, so good. So good.
Flows. I did this shit for my nigga Rennie. Back when we couldn't buy pizza cause we were down to pennies. Feel like we go back a century, run to the store for centuries. And bring it back to your brother, man, we had to respect it. He was wavy doing mixtapes out of your basement. He let us hit the weed on occasion for entertainment. Then he would leave us at the house and go out on a mission. You probably would have got in less trouble just going with him. Feel like I never say much, but man, there's a lot to know. Feel like the difference between us really starting to show. I'm looking at they first week numbers like, what are those? I mean, you boys not even coming close. I gave niggas like you a reason for celebration. You number one and I'm Eddie Murphy, we trading places. Look in the mirror, I'm closer than I really appear. Creeping like chili without the tender love and care. No tender love and care, no love and affection. I got a price on my head, but there's a risk to collecting. I might be here as a vessel to teach people a lesson. Feel like they wanted me dead, but couldn't pull it together. Yeah. But here we are and it's a new semester. 40 the only one that know how I deal with the pressure. A couple nights where it started to feel like the feeling's faded. A lot of problems that can't be fixed with a conversation. Yeah. Your best day is my worst day. I get green like Earth Day. You treat me like I'm born yesterday, you forgot my birthday. You don't be scoring perfect. You don't be working like how we be working. You platinum like rappers on Hershey's, boy that shit is worthless.
You get the message over and over like it was urgent, and then act like you ain't heard it when you see me in person. The only thing I did to end up here was put to work in, and did it with a purpose. Used to have secret handshakes to confirm my friendships. Nowadays they just shaking my hand to hide the tension. A lot of people just hit me up when my name is mentioned. Shout out to KD, we relate, we get the same attention. It's raining money, Oklahoma City Thunder. The most successful rapper, 35 and under. I'm assuming everybody's 35 and under. That's when I'm planning retirement, it's already funded. Yeah. I brought your wifey out to St. Martin. She violated, I sent her back where it all started. How quick they are to forget about their bachelor apartment. Leave it to niggas like you to show them light in the darkness. Told my mama that I found a lady in the east. Cancun when I got signed, they upgraded the suite. Don Julio in the freezer that they gave us for free. I get you all you can eat, just have some patience with me. You wouldn't tell me you love me, started seeing Monique. Last time I heard from Monique, T-Minus was making beats. I used to hit the corner store to get Tahiti treats. Now they're talking the corner store as I'm TVE. The best ever, don't ever question, you know better. But shit ain't always how it seems when it's so together. Yeah. I let that last line breathe and take a second to get it. Western road flows, my confidence level getting settled. Don't get hyped for the moment, then start to backpedal. Don't let your newfound fame fool you, cloud up your judgment to talk loosely. I really do this, been flowing stupid since Vince Carter was on some through the legs arm in a hoop shit. Drinking hypnotic with Glenn Lewis, I been through it. Y'all was so afraid to lay claim to it. Too busy face screwing on waist movements. You was riding TTC Metro, I had the place booming. First take Drake, you know I rarely have to take to it, and they still take to it. Big Apple had the white Hummer parked right in front of Floyd, and we be walking in that bitch like we already knew it. But money can't buy happiness, jelly talking truthful. But I'm happiest when I can buy what I want, get high when I want. Yeah. That's right.
Nothing like a little Drake to bring it on home. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Hey.
Peace and greetings, Brother Bilal.
I'm vibed out over here. What's up? What's up? What's good?
Oh, yeah.
That's a two for one. That's Drake and Mary J. Blige. Oh,
yes.
Nice.
What's yes.
Up?
What's
up?
Oh. Wow.
Oh, what's going on, everyone? Happy Friday.
Yeah.
Thank God it's Friday. What's up, Ms. Blue? What's good? What's good? What's up with the Remix family? Blue Room?
Yes.
I heard
Blue
Sister
Mindy
was in the house.
Yes.
Yes. Hey, sister. Yeah. Condolence. Yeah, to your auntie as well.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Good family friend, Pete Rose, my older brother. Real good brother, lost him yesterday as well, transition. Yeah, powerful, man.
Yeah.
What a journey, you know.
Wow.
And I was listening at all the feedback from the question, are you worth it?
Mm-hmm.
Powerful.
Yeah.
Powerful. That's good. How you feeling? What's good, Ms. Blue? How you feeling tonight?
Really good. You know, just... Wow, you know, we have this energy here, so everything is good. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I tell you, all the feedback I heard, and remember, you see the question, are you worth it?
Mm-hmm.
Face your truth. There's not one time that we don't design a lesson to help the collective.
Right.
The message is always inspired and so timely.
Hmm.
And let's put, can we do that?
Oh, yeah.
Can we
sure.
see if you really
sure.
worth it? Can we see it? Can we get a little proof? Are we good with that?
Absolutely.
I shouldn't be too long-winded tonight, but just make sure I make some sense. So look, we kick this off? We ready?
Oh, yeah, we are ready.
So, are you worth it?
Mm-hmm.
Are you worth it? And are you ready to face your truth? Because that's exactly what's happening right now. We are coming face to face with our truth.
Yes.
Miss Blue, the challenge that you came to this planet with to conquer, the lesson you came here to learn, the overall lesson, it is now present. You should feel the fire. You should feel the heat.
Oh, yeah.
Can we agree with that?
Oh, yeah. They agree.
All right. So look, uh-huh. Are you worth it? Are you worth your weight in gold? Are you worth it? Think about the life right now, Ms. Blue. Think about the life people are living, right? The life
yeah.
you are living right now, was it all worth it?
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the easy thing. Oh, you worth it. Because that's just like asking somebody how much you worth it. You know you're going to say prices
right.
all the time.
That's right.
But we're going to take the draws off of some of this shit tonight. We're going to stop just saying shit to be saying shit, right? So
mm-hmm.
are you really worth it?
Mm-hmm.
In the life
mm-hmm.
you're living right now, was it worth it? Is
mm-hmm.
it worth your while?
Hmm.
But look, how can you tell me you know you're worth it and at the same time may not be able to give me something to measure your worth?
Hmm.
See, because you can't make that statement if you're not willing to give something up or to make an exchange for your greatness.
That's right. That's right.
Is that right? I mean, we on the same page? We good with that?
Oh, yeah.
So, are you worth it? Fuck, bottom line. So look, let our work determine of our work.
Yes.
Have you put in the work? That's what you need to ask yourself. Have you put in the work to have that work?
That's right.
Have you added value to yourself? Have you been adding a value to yourself, even if that's living in your values, on what you truly know, what you believe, what you feel, what you're willing to die for? So are you worth it?
Right.
And if you have not been adding a value to yourself, you become worthless.
That's right.
And look, face to face with our truth. The truth, the whole truth. And nothing but the truth.
Yes.
Isn't that how we came on with J. Cole? Do you want to be free?
Oh, that's right.
Huh?
Yes.
Did Michael Jackson expose the planet need to be healed? Mother Nature, Mother Earth need to be healed?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mother Nature got the planet. You don't worry about that.
That's right.
Mother Nature
That's
will cool down this planet with that volcano ash. Don't worry about that. What you need to be concerned with is this alignment that's coming up in 2024 is going to be the exact planetary alignment of 79 AD, which the volcano erupted in Pompeo. That's a fact.
Oh, yes. That's right.
So if you want to see a live movie, stay tuned. And I hope you're not in Hawaii when this
when it happens. Oh my goodness!
Oh no! It's coming. You don't have to worry about it. It's coming, right? Right?
Mm-hmm.
And Miss Blue, in some places, especially here in New Orleans, it rains daily.
Right, right.
Well, it didn't rain today, but it have been raining daily. Have anybody been witnessing that around the world? So guess what's happening with that, Ms. Blue?
Mm-hmm.
Your city is the rainforest. It's the new rainforest. See, that's the side effect for chopping the rainforest down for money and shit, for profit. the rainforest down. Now your city is the rainforest.
Wow. Yes.
So look. Healing. This is a healing project. Are we in the need of some healing?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is it safe to say we are in the need of some healing?
Oh, yes.
And Ms. Blue, so it also must be safe to say if we are in the need of healing, is the proof that we have been and may be hurt.
Absolutely.
Because I never saw somebody got all this shit together, somebody need to be healed. So this is proof. If I need to be healed, if I need to be healed, that's the proof I've been hurt, is still hurt. Is that right? If I need healing. Yeah.
That's right.
So we can't have this shit both ways. Either you need healing or you don't need healing.
Right.
And if you say you do need healing, that's a proof you're hurt or been hurt.
Right?
Look, all of this is connected to, are you worth it? Because was the hurt you experienced worth it?
That's good.
Who are me and you, Ms. Blue? We are here to assist people to expose them how they have been hurting themselves the whole time.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
As you tell me who hurt you, I want you to step on the red carpet with that person because it's been the inside job the whole time. And we are here to expose how you have been hurting yourself the whole time.
Yes.
And then we fake like we have been working, but our work stays the same. Proof,
that's right.
Because, look, they say the proof in the pudding, right?
That's right.
Proof is in the end result.
That's right.
You can't tell me you're doing all this growing, all this learning, all this self-mastery and shit changing.
That's right.
So here's the question, Ms. Blue.
Mm-hmm.
Are you worth it?
That's right.
Are you worth it?
Are you sure? That's right.
Can we put those words to the test?
Let's do it.
Because if you're stressing, that's a stress test.
Yes.
Do you break under pressure? Is it easy to break your rhythm and harmony?
That's right.
You see this retrograde mess? You see that test you just talked about, that test zone we are entering for 23 days that's starting on the 27th? It feels
like it
has already started, be honest with you. And this is what you need to tell, just like you talk to your children when you say, shh, we are entering the test.
Yes.
We are under a test. And I am speaking of every single person that's living, breathing, talking, taking this test. It's all in different areas of our life because no one came to the planet with the same lesson, with the same challenge.
That's right.
So see this upcoming, what we call it Mercury in retrograde? Which is also a universal inspection. But since we're on Mercury in the astro class, we'll talk about this retrograde tomorrow. But a retrograde is a universal inspection.
That's right.
And this retrograde, Ms. Blue, the tests are being taken in the air sign of Libra.
That's right.
The lady of the scale. The zodiac of personal relationships, especially the intimate relationship.
All tests
are being taken, but in different areas. Libra, the justice, the judgment.
We are coming face to face with
our judgment, which is our decision.
Yes.
With that said, we don't feel sorry for no goddamn body here. Yeah, that's a fact. Why? Because you have worked very hard to put yourself in the position you are currently in, good, bad, or ugly. It's
That's
yours.
Right. It's yours.
By your special request.
That's right.
So if it, so if you feel the heat and you're going through hell, you should feel real good because you have put the work in to be there.
That's right. That's right.
If you feel the heat, the shit getting hot, you shouldn't have been playing with matches.
That's right.
If you're drowning in debt with the water, you shouldn't have been playing with plastic. Was it worth it? Was it worth being up all night?
That's right. That's right.
Was it worth it? Can we go into this lesson because?
Oh yeah.
Are you worth it? Are you worth it? We kind of didn't mean it like pretty much everybody took it. You know, me and we talked earlier. We know you're gonna say you're worth it, but we kind of didn't mean it like that. Can we talk about how we meant it? Can we get that take?
Oh yes, please do.
Because it's going in a different direction.
Oh yeah,
and so
for sure.
The way this lesson will start is with another question. What is the purpose of a test? What is the purpose of a test?
That's right.
And we know if we're in school, if we're taking an exam, it's to see what we know, to see if we're retaining what we have been learning. The test also exposes the skills that we say we know. Is that right, Ms. Blue?
That's right.
The test is also the test to see if your memory, if you're remembering it. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
But what about the test in life? Is it the same test? Because look, how about the test is to test our willpower?
That's right, that's right.
How about the test is to really test our willpower in determination? If you're being tested in life, can you keep going or do you just say, fuck it, I give up?
That's right, that's right.
You build up for a whole month to start working out to get back in shape, you jog one fucking block and give up. Are you worth it? Is it worth it?
Uh-huh.
If you quit on yourself, we already have the answer.
That's right. That's right.
We know you know you're not worth it.
That's right.
Because all tests are designed to transform your potentials into reality.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. All tests are designed to transform your potential into your reality. Remember potential energy and kinetic energy?
Absolutely.
One are the possibilities and the other one is the action, is the energy working in motion. It's the action behind the energy.
Yes.
So all tests are designed to transform your potential. You can't be 65 years old with the potential to do something. Have you not figured it out yet?
Right, right, right.
Because if you have potential, this means you're really not using the energy in a correct way.
Right.
You're not maximizing the possibilities.
So true.
Because when you use this energy the right way, it's called grow, change, and then transform.
Yes.
So if you're still inside of your potential, what do we know? You are not passing the test.
That's right.
Are we clear?
Absolutely.
See, look, you've been asking for change. Well, here it is. You got
here
23
it is.
Days. Oh, here 23. It is.
Get it.
Why not tonight? Only the strong will survive.
Survive.
So if you break easily when tested, it's not for you. Still taking the test. Only
That's
the
right.
strong will survive.
That's right.
Do you
break easy when tested? Do you break down and cry? Do you sit around when shit going bad asking why?
Mm-hmm.
Gotta grow up.
Shit. We are
shit, gotta grow up. You see when shit don't appear to be going your way or going right? It doesn't mean it's not. Are
That's
you
right.
up for the challenge? Are
That's
you
right.
up for the challenge, which is your challenge?
Mm-hmm.
Are you worth it? Are you worth it?
Mm-hmm.
You do. Was it worth it? What are we talking about? Ms. Lou, how many people took for the virus? Was it worth it? Let's see.
That's
Why
right.
would we need a booster shot if the two shots was worth it?
That's right. That's right. That's
oh,
right.
Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking mm-hmm. about taking the test. Is that right, Ms. Lou?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
If the two was already tested and worth it, why would you need a booster?
That's right.
Look, have you been tested?
Mm-hmm.
Is the booster shot the proof of the other two shots worth?
Yes. Yes.
Now, look, mm-hmm. Is the booster shot proof of the other two shots worth?
Mm-hmm.
It's exposing what the other two shots was really worth.
That's right.
Now, that sound mathematics. You can take it how you want to. And that's nothing against no shot.
Nobody.
We're talking that's mathematics of the mind. We could give a damn about a physical shot. We're talking about taking the test. So, look,
right.
you are being tested
mm-hmm.
against life. Why? Why are you being tested? To see if you are worth it.
That's right. That's right.
Because guess what we really mean by this? What we mean, are you worth it? Look, are you
mm-hmm.
worth the position you are after?
That's right.
Now let's talk. Now let's talk.
Yeah.
Now let's talk.
Yeah.
You see, when we talk about are you worth it, we're asking, are you worth the position you are
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Have you put in enough work,
yes.
added enough value to yourself to make yourself
what?
Worth position?
Mm-hmm.
What
yes.
are we talking about? Can we be a little more clear on that? And
oh,
can I use The Godfather, for example, Ms. Blue, the movie The Godfather?
Oh, perfect.
Which is
perfect.
A movie of playing chess.
Mm-hmm.
Playing the game of life, which is chess, and the movie of strategy.
Uh-huh.
Ms. Blue, remember the brother Fredo? There's a character in here, the Corleone family, Fredo. He was the weak brother.
That's right. That's right.
Because he cracked under pressure.
Mm-hmm.
His younger brother became the Don, the Godfather, Michael,
that's
right?
That's right.
Which is the top position because
Absolutely.
Michael passed the test and Fredo
That's right.
did.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
We
mm-hmm.
are all being tested for new
yep.
and upcoming positions.
Absolutely.
It's all about the position that you are shifting into.
Mm.
So now you have to be tested. Of all
Ooh.
The studying and work and the love you said you did, now you got to be tested and see if you qualify and could stand up for the new position.
Yes.
Are you worth it?
Mm.
Is the new position a lease on your life worth it to you?
Hmm.
That position you've been begging and crying for, and you just want shit to open up and go to this next level, become this millionaire, this billionaire. Are you worth it?
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Are you worth that position?
That's right. That's right.
Now, if you don't pass the test, it don't make you worth less. Let's be honest.
No,
you just didn't pass the test. You just won't get that position. You just not worked the position you feel entitled to.
That's right.
Hold on, hold on. Let's say that again. If you don't pass the test,
you
are not up for that position you may feel you are entitled to. It's not going to come through an inheritance. If you didn't put the work in, you won't get it. Just because your last life was Imhotep in goddamn Egypt, dynasty of the 20th, that don't mean shit right now.
Ooh.
You are not entitled. Have you put the work in?
Mm.
Entitlement is over. Are you worth it? Have you earned the right?
So what
a person say, man? Man, I don't even like the golf, but I ain't even watch that shit. I'm not even getting what he's talking about. That's good. Let's go to New Jack City.
Yeah, New Jack City.
Let's see, because see, Fredo is a character that represents the weaker part of our nature, the part that lacks in the character because it can't stand the pressure, because it's been made easy, because it's been given every goddamn thing, so you take it for granted and you don't have the gall or the heart, right? So that's all Fredo represents. These are representations, not real people. So let's go to New Jack City. Let's talk about the Fredo of New Jack City, which is G-Money.
That's right. That's right.
Nino Brown's right-hand man. Am I my brother's keeper? G-Money cracked under pressure.
That's right.
And he got on crack.
That's right.
New Jack City.
That's
right. Because, listen, G-Money desired Nino Brown's position.
That's right. That's deep. That's
listen
good.
G-Money desired to be Nino Brown. He was in love with Nino Brown's position, but he couldn't handle the stress. So he cracked and got on crack because he was put to the test and fell short.
Yes.
So are you being tested? You see, because you can't tell me you feel you worked it, but you cracked under pressure and you crack when it's time to take the test, because we all will be tested.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And when you test it and faking like you've been working, don't pass the test and you fall short. Which not a condemnation, not a judgment on someone falling short or not passing the test.
No, not at all.
But we don't feel sorry for you.
Not at all.
I'm telling you.
Not at all.
Have you been tested? Hey, think about the shit you've been through in life. Have you been tested?
Oh, yeah.
And right now, if you are going through a test, you know what that exposes, Ms. Blue, if you're going through a test? Even if you've been through a test.
That's right.
But right now, if you're being tested, it's the proof that you are up for a new position in life.
Absolutely. Otherwise, you would not be tested.
Exactly.
That's right.
Listen at this shit.
That's
if you are going through shit right now being tested, it's the proof that you're up for a new position in life. So what you calling your God? Your Allah, your Buddha, your universe has to test you to if you're worth it. Your God, whatever your God is, has to judge you and test you to see if you're worth it.
That's right. You got to flip it and reverse it. That's
Ms.
right.
Ms. Blue, I know in my heart of hearts, everyone feel like they're worth it.
That's right. That's right.
But I want to see what the universe think about them.
We want to see what the divine got to say about it. We know what y'all.
Yeah. Take me out, 'cause I'm going to be biased. See, I think everybody worth it.
Okay. Everybody.
But what you think about yourself Only you know.
Only you.
Only God could judge you.
That's right.
Only God could judge you, meaning only God could grade the test.
That's right. That's right.
Are we coming through clear?
Loud and clear.
We are all being tested in many different ways.
So many different ways.
And you will not become the great test unless you pass the great test. You will never become the great test.
That's
until
right.
You pass the great test.
That's right.
The test
That's
of time.
Period.
Meaning when you say you do something, you should be able to wake up out the bed and do that shit.
That's right.
If you tell me you a singer, you shouldn't have to fucking warm up and run up and down the street and ride, take a ride and shit and have a smoke to sing. Just damn sing if that's what you do.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm.
See, the test of time is not wasting time.
That's right. That's right.
So a person asks, what's my test? Well, it's the same test you had as a child, same test you had as a teenager, adult. The tests haven't changed because the truth can't change.
That's right. That's right.
Because the truth don't have nothing to change into.
That's right. It can't change into anything. It is what it is, the truth. That's right.
It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So it's time to test out. You know you need to test out of a grade. It's time to get out the third grade. I know you graduated college and shit, but it's time to get out the third grade. I know you got your master's degree, but it's time to get out the fucking spiritual third grade. It's time to get out.
That's
the room
right.
Getting crowded.
Mm-hmm.
And you know in third grade, you don't get nothing but the milk and the sugar cookies. Now would you get the fucking little butter cookies? Yeah, it's time to, it's
no,
time to
it's
get the fuck up out of here.
Snack.
Come on. Come
ginger
on.
Snack.
Come
yeah,
on.
You got to get out. Mm-hmm.
Come on, it's time to get out the spiritual third grade.
Yeah, it really is.
It's starting to hand out spiritual wheelchairs. Y'all just rolling around and shit. Now we gotta do better than this. So
yeah,
we gotta get out and test the water. You talking about the test? We gotta go test the water. I mean, Blue, I heard some of these stories people telling.
Ooh.
That shit doesn't pass the smell test.
That's
talking
right.
About tests. A litmus test. Pissy drunk called a urine test. See, can we talk about what some of these tests are, just as an example?
Yeah. Let's talk about them.
Look, this is some of the upcoming tests going on right now, right? So look, for instance, Ms. Blue, for those who are independent, the only way to get to pass the test is learn how to depend on others.
Yes, period.
So Your whole life of 50, 60 years may have been, I don't want nobody to do nothing, but I don't want nobody help. You pass the test. The only way to pass the test
is to get some help.
Get some help. Of the same shit you've been giving them. You say, you get what I'm saying? You have to grow your independence and become more dependent on others.
That's right.
Now, look. Another test for a different group. For those who like to depend on people, you need to become more goddamn independent.
That's right.
You see how it's going both ways? No one has the same test.
No one. That's right.
The people who are independent need to learn how to depend, and the people that depend on others, you need to become more independent. That's your problem.
That's it.
Another example. For those of you who like to give it all,
you got to learn how to
pass your test. That's right. You got to learn how to receive. That's the only way you pass the test. You can't do all that giving and not receiving.
That's right.
That's how you pass your test. And for those who always receive, you got to learn how to start giving.
That's right.
That's how you pass your test.
That's it.
That's how you pass your test. And for those who love everyone except themselves, now it's time to start loving on you. And for those who love only themselves, it's now time to start loving other people. Everyone knows their own secret.
That's right.
And your
Everyone.
Secret is safe with me.
That's right. That's right.
no one is taking the same exact test. So for those who don't finish it, it's now time to start finishing shit up.
That's right.
Faced with the same challenge as a child, not finishing a bunch of incomplete shit. Now it's time to close some things up, finishing shit up.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And those of you who start starting shit all the time, it's time to chill out with that shit. So get your ass whipped in this retrograde. Get a good ass whipping.
Oh, my God.
No, that's real tough. There'll be a lot of retrograde ass whippings going on. Watch what I tell you. Because, hey, brother, I say this. Because
oh my goodness.
We are now face-to-face with our challenges.
That's right. That's
Miss
right.
Blue, we are going up against our kryptonite.
That's us, yes.
Which
it
is our truth.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. And the very thing that challenges us is the greatest strength we have if we could just position it right.
That's right. That's right.
I'm not ready. No, I'm going to talk. What you got, Miss Blue? What you got for me? And for those, you good over there. For the test.
Yeah.
And this is for the people who are strictly after money.
Oh, my goodness.
All you have to do to get the money is cash in your testimony, your testimony.
That's it.
Because the test is designed to give you a testimony.
That's it.
When we come through the test, you then testify, you give your testimony, and you get your testimony. And the first test is you go blow that shit, and all that shit got to go back to the pawn shop, and then it's the next test. See, we take too many tests. I'm so damn tired. Could we fucking get out there? So are you worth it?
Oh, my goodness.
Are you worth it?
Are you worth it?
Are you worth it? Are you worth even taking the test?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Mm.
Is it fair to go take the driving test if you haven't been practicing driving?
That's right.
Is
you
it
know,
worth
there,
it?
That's right. There are some tests that you have to prep before you can even take it.
Well, especially a drug test. That's how my cousin lost his job. He ain't gonna call it the alphabet. What kind of test you was talking about? Oh yeah, all kinds of tests. Oh yeah. Shit.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
The,
yeah.
the pregnancy test alone to knock the black man off the planet. That's not my baby. Fuck, you know that's no kind of test. Boy, look. This shit getting bad. So here's the question. Are you working?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
Oh man.
Shit. I tell you one thing. I'm glad we ain't put them Jupiter money kits out here. I'm going to have to juice them motherfuckers up for real. Because there's some serious energy here.
Oh my God.
What?
I'm telling you.
Oh,
yeah, we're going to have to do double time on that.
Man. The stone set in Congo Square for 22 days, and it's setting the full moon for another 7 days. But shit, I'm trying to think what else I could do with this damn test going on.
I'm thinking them stones need to set for 23 days. We need to take full advantage of that powerful frequency of 2-3. We need to just get it.
Mm.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. So listen, speaking of the Jupiter Money Kit, we've talked about, you guys have asked about it, and listen, now, we're going to have all the stars in alignment, and all of the things connected. And so right now, the projection to really have sort of the set of the Jupiter Money Kits being ready, if I'm correct, Brother Bilal, because it's, we've gone past 23 days and then some, seriously.
More like 52 days at this point.
Yeah, so it's been about...
I mean, look, let's say this first. First of all, this shit is not a gimmick. It's real.
No.
It's tapped into, it's proven, it's not a gimmick, and we cannot put something out just to be putting it out because of a certain frequency, a certain time. I mean, as we have seen, the energy not only is shifting, it has shifted. This is why the test is going on. We are in a test. Trust what I'm telling you. And then trust this. Think about all the people that you know that me and Miss Blue don't know going through some shit. Now how are we speaking about this test and they're going through? They don't even know us. We don't even know them. How's everybody going through this test?
Everybody,
even the infant.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is going through a test.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's not gimmicks.
Not at all.
We're not just putting nothing out just to be putting it out. We don't work like that.
We got too many things going on to be doing that. These are things that really aid you in your life. So here's the deal. So we're going to have the Jupiter Money Kits. And right now the projection for the date is October the 1st. October the 1st for the Jupiter Money Kits. And question, QUESTION, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. But hold on. I need you to put your request for the Jupiter Money Kit in the tagline. It's a lot going on, you guys. It's a lot going on. So put the request for Jupiter Money Kit in there. And then once everything is situated, we will send the emails. As we get to them, we will send it to you. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tested.
The long
get the bag, away. Get the bag. Get the bag.
Look. The bag. They said, be right back. You know what?
Get the bag.
They get said, the bag. Be right back.
Get
y'all leaving the show. Y'all don't have to leave. Send an email. And it is first come, first serve. And let me say this, and all the things that we do. We do have a limited amount. So, again, if you're interested, get it while you can. Because, again, these are not things that we can just, we have to curate them. They are put together. It is energy from the north, south, east, and west that goes into the Jupiter Money Kit. For those of you who don't know about the Jupiter Money Kit, but it is powerful. And it has been curated by myself and Brother Bilal, but all of the people who have the Jupiter Money Kit, it is a way that we show you how to infuse yourself into it. It comes with a living picture.
You know what we started to do? And this was, I guess it was a straight excuse me, I'm sorry for cutting you off, too. I wanted to add this to it.
No. Go ahead.
I know we wanted to expose something that no one is looking at. I'm talking about no one, right? But it's connected to wealth, generation of wealth, money, and what's really producing it. What I want me and you to do, if we could make an agreement, for those who get the Jupiter Money Kit this time around, a free workshop for that group.
I think that's what we need to do. Definitely. A workshop for those who have purchased the Jupiter Money Kit.
Testimony.
That's right.
Yeah.
So this time, for you guys who purchased a Jupiter Money Kit with us, we're going to be doing a special workshop to go along with the Jupiter Money Kit.
What's your date, too?
Yeah. Well, we will... Go ahead, Brother Bilal.
No, even that workshop may be on Halloween. Halloween is on a Sunday. We're going to talk about some dates.
Yeah, we'll get together.
Yeah, I want to talk about that because I'm really excited to put that information up.
I don't even want to tell you how many requests we got already.
Please don't send no money right now. Please don't.
Yeah, and do me a favor. Do not send any money yet. We're going to send you the details, and we want you guys to follow the steps because they are going to be different. So just hold tight, you know.
We're aiming for October 1st, so I want to make sure that lines up. I don't like to get a, we don't get ahead of ourselves with that.
Mm-hmm.
No way. Don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Brother Bilal, so let me clarify because we have a lot of new listeners. With the Jupiter Money, we are sending international again with that. So for the Jupiter Money Kit?
Long as you know it takes, it's not on us on how long it takes to get there because it takes up to 3 weeks to almost a month to even get there because
that's
they're inspecting and all kinds of stuff, you know what I'm saying? And then they open it up and be using the Jupiter Money, make their money and send it back to you, you know what I'm saying? So you got to, but we are very responsible. I mean, we get all that. I mean, that's not a problem.
Yeah.
We got a good track record.
So and also because I'm looking at all of this that is coming in for the Jupiter Money Kit. So we're gonna be sending we'll get to you guys. And if you don't know about the Jupiter Money Kit, don't worry, you'll be hearing more, and we'll go into detail. And the email is detail about it. So question, QUESTION, the number 4, blue@gmail.com. Send it. And, I see some of you are saying Jupiter Money Kit, and you want to order the Magical Spiritual Bath Kits, which we are all for it. Like, let's get this work in. We got 23 days.
We want everyone to build their world up with the Jupiter Money Kit and soak in the tub. But the question tonight is, are you worth it? That's enough talking about that. Let's get back to the topic. See how we get off topic, Zach Fessy? Are you worth it?
That's right.
Are you worth it? And the mere fact that you're being tested right now is the proof it's time to go to another level. And it's potential to get there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you got to start multitasking.
Mm-hmm.
You got to multitask.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, you can watch Netflix and still do your work. You got to... Raising Cain, isn't what it is? That's a new one. But after that go off, you got to get back to work. You got to get out of the spiritual third grade. I'm tired. It's wearing down. They're running out of hula hoops. All right, what's going on? Let's open the line. See what's going on. I can jump so much rope now. It's time to get it now.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. And by the way, you guys, welcome on in. And I want to say thank you to the Gold Eagle 99 for the Super Chat donation as well. We're going to go to the phone lines 515-605-9794 is the number to call. Press 1 once you get on the phone line so that So that, yeah, we know that you're there and you have a question for myself and Brother Bilal. Brother Bilal, any particular questions we want to take tonight for people?
I mean, we could be honest about it if you really feel you're worth it, and you could be honest about what truth you are being faced with right now. And then if you don't be honest about that, we will tell you.
That's right. That's right. Let's go. All right. Let's go to the caller. Uh-huh. Go ahead, Brother Bilal.
Oh, no. I say nothing. Ready to
okay. We're going to go to the phone lines. Let's go to the caller calling in from area code 7063. 7063, you're live on Planet Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Ms. Blue. It's Abdul. Again, calling from Fort Overthorpe, Georgia.
Okay. You sound like you kind of moving around right now.
Yeah, I'm driving in the truck. But yeah, you know, I send my emails. You didn't even finish your sentence, and I hit send on the email for that Duke of the Money kid. So I'm serious about that. Cause I've been missing out on other times, being slack, moving slow. I said, I ain't even gonna let her finish the sentence, and I hit send. Yeah.
Oh
my
God.
I'm getting in. So.
Good deal.
Yeah.
What's going on with you, brother? What you being faced with, man? Because the test should be showing itself. What's going on?
Patience. Having a time management, really. Trying to, you know, boggle everything between work and just family and doing my responsibilities. And it seemed like sleep. Sleep is an afterthought. No sleep anyway,
okay.
But
okay.
It just seems like the responsibility thing kind of hit me right now, like taking ownership.
Right.
And just trying to, you know, not be so reactive, if you know what I mean, towards people or loved ones or family. You know, they, when they just trying to give you good advice, you know, their perspective,
right.
Not necessarily always taking it the way I should, getting offended.
What are you recognizing that you're being faced with right now that's been going on your whole life? It's the same thing, even if it's a different experience, but it's coming down to the same thing. Have you identified it yet?
Yeah. I would say it's not taking, I'm trying to word it because I know what it is. I'm looking at it. I guess you could say I'm pretty dependent. You know, to be honest, just go ahead and say it. I'm not assertive like I should be, like I know I should be.
Yo, give us an example. Give me an example.
Let's just say, like
no. If this is going on in your life, you got to have an example.
Yeah. Well, one example is this. I keep it, like, at home, just not taking care of the stuff around the house. Having to be, you know, get into an argument just to get something done sometimes, you know, or just not, I don't know, just a lethargic. You know, I can be pretty, you know, real, real laid back and not really taking things serious. And that's kind of become a problem. Like, for example, I'm a CDL driver, but I know you may, I don't know how much you know about it, but I got my CDLs, but I have a restriction on it that I can only drive an automatic truck. But the job I'm at now, I make real good money. But they was wanting me to get it off so I can drive like a 10-speed or straight shift truck. And they'll say they'll let me drive one of their trucks to go take the test to get that restriction off of it. And I didn't want to practice and do what I needed to do, even though I was presented with this opportunity to take the test and get it off. I just didn't want to do it. And I let it pass me by, and then now I set up another appointment to go get the test taken. Because I ended up pretty much losing $50 posting a making an appointment for the test, not even showing up. Mm. Now, it wasn't all on me, but it was mostly, you know, because
Who it was on it? If you, it wasn't all on you, who else it was on?
Well, the way, okay, let me just say it like this. It was all on me, but my boss at the time didn't realize the test would take 2 hours. So he said, well, I didn't know I couldn't provide a truck for 2 hours. It's going to have to be on the weekend. So it was kind of like, wow, that was the excuse I was looking for not to take the test, basically what I'm saying. But it's on me. But I was glad that he kind of gave me an out to say, okay, well, it was on him. You couldn't provide a truck.
Okay. I got you.
Just to
be
totally honest. But, I mean, I set up another date to take the test. But it's just
Miss,
stuff
Miss
like
Blue,
that.
I want you to, look, I want Ms. Blue to respond to this in a second. I want you to really see this, because you're going to have a breakthrough. And so have you noticed there's been a pattern throughout your life, not getting shit done, not getting, you know, finishing?
Yeah, I can even remember being in school, waiting till the last minute to do a test or pay for everything. I would just try to cram it. I'll try to cram it in. Something that I know that takes research and takes weeks to do a paper, I would try to cram it in a day or 2 days,
right,
like something stupid like that. I've always kind of been that way, trying to cram stuff in at the last second, last minute. And I feel even sometimes I would be successful at it, and I would feel good about myself, but then I was thinking, nah, I really never got the best out of myself by, you know, making a plan to say, okay, this day I'm going to do 2 hours and try to get this done. I don't care to write things down to plan it, because I feel like it makes me be accountable, you know, makes me have to stick to it. So by me not writing stuff down and doing it, it's kind of out of sight, out of mind. I'm convincing myself, oh, it's all right or whatever. I pass it by. It'll be okay. On to the next. And I kind of been skating through all my life, and I'm 35 now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm the youngest. I'm the only boy. I got two older sisters, kind of, you know. I've always kind of, you know, been a little bit on the dependent side.
You come in face to face with this test.
Yeah, it hit me hard, I have to admit. And ain't no way around it, I tell you that. You think I ain't tried, but at the end of the day, ain't no way around it. I got to face it. And I'm facing it now, so.
Ms. Blue, let's give some solution here. Lord, you see why you're so horrible, huh? Yeah. Right.
Your blood, brother,
yeah, for sure.
You know, here is the thing that I wanna ask you, Abdullah. What do you want? What are you seeking? What do you want? Because it sounds like you're very comfortable with what's going on.
No, I don't think I am.
Yeah,
well,
you sound.
I'm not.
You sound like you're comfortable, because we heard about what you're facing, what you're used to facing, but you haven't said what you want. Where is that drive? Where is that energy? What do you want to happen? You know, what do you really want to happen?
Well, and you mean as far as like kind of like a goal in life, or just?
You see what I'm saying?
At the end of the day, I think
you're still kind of like not accepting the truth of what's in front of you, even though you just explained it to us. What do you want to happen? Like, out of all of this, everything you've said, what do you want to happen?
No, based on what I said, I just want to be able to stand on my own 2 feet, hold myself accountable. Feel like I did what I needed to do, or I did all I can, and be happy with that, knowing that I didn't leave no stone unturned.
But again, it sounds like you don't feel you're worth it. It sounds like you're still looking for that cop-out. So So I want to tell you some things that you're going to have to do if this is not what you want, because your actions are leading you into that test. Right now, what I show is you have relationships that are hanging by the thread. You have a job that's hanging by the thread. And what do you want to happen?
Well, Vince, I don't even want to be in trucking anymore. I want to be able to write.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I went to school, but I didn't finish my second degree, which was in film, you know, creative writing.
Yes.
And I never...
What do you have written right now?
Nothing completed. Just jotting down ideas. Nothing completed. Oh, you walked me right into that one.
You know, you walked yourself into that one.
Yeah, because I can tell that you don't really care about what's going on. It's almost as if there is a part of you that wants all of it to fail, so you are forced into making choices, because that's how you've been living your life. You haven't been making decisions and choices. You've been put in
that's
a
true.
Position where they have been
can
made.
Can we have a side conversation right there?
Yes. Let's do it.
Abdul, give us a second. Me and Abdul need to talk about something.
Okay.
Ms. Blue, you getting the idea? Because I know we designed this Jupiter Money Kit to bring everything to the next level, but we didn't design the Jupiter Money Kit to learn how to write or drive the truck to take the test bomb. So you feeling Abdul going to just looking at the Jupiter Money Kit as another excuse for something not to work?
Absolutely.
Where are we at with that?
Yeah, I definitely think that's what's going to happen, because Abdul has not fully accepted what he feels in his heart. He hasn't come face to face with that truth. So therefore, it nothing is going to work. Well, it's going to work, but it's going to work for what he says he doesn't want. But in fact, it's almost as if you need these things to end, so that you can see. Because a part of him doesn't believe that it's going to happen. No, go ahead. You can interrupt
that.
Go ahead,
bro.
Well, is that just over all the years, is always just not having that, being more negative than positive to myself? I mean,
I think it's coming from a past life. A big part of your past life and a part of your soul is, you know, still kind of yearning for another place to be. And this is where a lot of your channeling can come in from your writing. But what I want you to do is to know that if you started to do just a little bit of your writing now, if you just took the responsibility and did what you said your heart is calling you to do now, it would give you the energy and the strength to do all the other things, from taking care of your family, because ultimately that's what you don't want to be responsible for. You don't want to take care of your family. You don't want to be there for them. You don't want that.
Hey.
And I don't say that with judgment. I say that with, that's what you wish, that you didn't have that burden or responsibility of your family. Because there's a part of you that feels like if you didn't have your family, you could just quit your job, get you a small little place, focus on your writing, and do what you want to do.
Okay. Well, when you said that, okay.
I mean, I
would never leave my family for that, but I get what you're saying.
Right, but this is what we're trying to tell you. You've already left your family. This is what your wife keeps nagging you about. See, you don't get it. By you doing these actions, you have left your family. You know how they say your body's here, but your mind is somewhere else? Your mind is somewhere else. You have to bring your mind back. And that is, number one, you have to sit your family down, your wife, children, I don't care how old they are, and you need to say, listen, this is what Daddy has in his heart, and I need y'all to believe in me. You got to put the plan out there, but you've been keeping this all bottled up inside, and right now it's kind of like you're on a double mission, one of your soul and one of your mind. And you have to come face to face with that. Share that. You're going to find out that who you think your wife is going to be your biggest supporter of that. But you're not sharing that. You're keeping all of this inside of you and away from them. And meanwhile, you're home, but your mind is somewhere else. You're on the road, and your mind is somewhere else. So where do you live? If you're not putting this writing and you're not writing these things down, you're not living. So the question tonight is, are you worth it? And that's the question we're asking you right now. Are you worth it?
I'm worth it. I mean, I'm hearing this message, and I just know I want so bad to change my trajectory where it's been going.
The only way change is through your actions, and you have to fight for you. You have to fight for you, and then you got to get your you got to build your team with you. Your team is your family. You got to let them know, look, I'm fighting for this, and this is what's really in my heart. And you can do them both. If you would change your trajectory, as you say it, then you riding on that truck would only be fueling the things for your family and fueling you to write even more, because you know what's on the other side, and you would know that you were worth it. That's the only way you're going to be able to take your family with you, because right now you haven't made a decision to take you with you. So it's hard to bring them along because you haven't really brought yourself along. You can't tell me you want to write and this is what you love and you're not doing it. Like, let's stop that. Let's stop it now. So the next time you pull over for your 15-minute break or your hour break, you pull out your pen or you pull out your phone and you write. You write something and you say to the universe, God, the divine, listen, I am worth it. I am struggling. I am fighting for my life. And put something down on paper. Where is your proof? You have to have proof. Lip service is over. And that's what I got to say to you. But really, if you get into channeling, you will
damn,
see
I
that
felt,
you
I felt like you were talking to me.
You know what?
I'm still never get my life together. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
ooh,
my
thank
goodness.
Thank you, Abdul, for sitting in the
yeah,
seat.
Abdul, ooh. I just want to give you this. You have the ability to tap into the energy of the Pleiades, and they are all here about uplifting humanity. But first, you got to take care of what's in your heart. Get it out there. Write. And then bring your family along.
Oh, yeah. I love them. I got to have them. I got to.
Well, look, we can't take your word for it no more because your actions ain't
yeah,
showing.
Right. You're right.
We can't
right.
take your word
for it. Do you have
for
anything
it.
Written?
Say that again?
You have anything written down with you? Remember
nope,
your answer.
Like you say, download, because I'm going to go back to this and you know.
Yeah, get to work.
You have to. Yeah.
So you got to get beyond the talking, because then the family meeting goes, oh, Daddy was just talking again.
I can see them now. I'm in a house full of women, too. I can see them now, man. They ain't saying it out loud, but they thinking it. You know, Daddy, y'all bear with Daddy. He a little slow.
Aw.
Nah, he's good spirit, bro. Yeah, you're going to be good. You're going to be fine, bro. Especially when you hear this record. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Peace and love. Hold the line.
Yeah.
All right.
And be safe out there.
I will. Thank you, Ms. Blue.
Yeah, it's a rough night, a rough message tonight. Hitting on every dimension.
I'm telling you. Let's go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 5759. 5759, you're live on Planet Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Miss Blue, Brother Bilal. It's Layla from New Mexico.
Greetings, Layla.
Are you on the beach? Are you on the beach, baby?
Yeah.
On the beach?
No, you sound well relaxed. That's all I was, all I meant.
More
sound
so
like you're
in
rolling
shock.
In the sand, you know? Oh, you're in shock. Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Same as rolling
yeah.
in the sand. Sound good.
Trying to relax you myself, you know?
Oh, yeah. What you got?
It's just kind of crazy because, I mean, just before I seen y'all show, I got some really devastating news that has put my life upside down. I've been lied to by the person I put all my trust in. And basically, you know, built my life around and was not, I wasn't doing anything else but just working on that relationship. And come to find out, like, maybe like 2 years is all a lie.
So you just, hold on. So you mean no signs, no symbols, no warnings, no red flags? It just hit you just now?
I just found out right now, just literally like hours ago. But
so
I was getting information that I didn't know.
Hold on a second, Layla. Tell us what you found out. Tell us what you found out.
I found out that the person that was claiming that he was faithful, that he only wanted me, was out there hoeing around.
Oh, so he's not married?
I'm sorry?
He's not married?
No. We're together.
Yeah,
well,
That's lightweight. That's lightweight, Layla. Where you been at, girl? It doesn't happen to people 10, 11 times by now. Layla, we going to bounce about this one. Earlier, listen. Earlier, we told you we don't feel sorry for no one. I'm going to tell you why. Let me tell you why. All the work you have been putting in, it has come to right now.
Let
me ask you a question. Do you listen at many different YouTube channels?
I listen, yeah.
Yeah, what's the difference in holding around? See, it's really the perspective, not making no excuse for him, but at some point, you should have had signs, warnings, something, red flags. This is the test.
He was gaslighting me.
Whatever you want to call it, we're in the test right now. We have to make sure you pass the test. If this breaks you down, how are you going to get to the new position? You're not going to be able to hold up.
That's right.
No,
well,
I get it. Yes, Ms.
So, I want to say this to you. First of all, my heart goes out to you. And I understand why you're devastated. I understand why you're devastated. So you found out, and where is he now?
He's back east. I was planning on coming to move there back with him, and I'm glad I didn't.
And guess what? This is what I was going to tell you. Rejection is your protection. And I know that may not mean anything right now, but I promise you, as Beyonce sings about, that is the best thing that has never happened. I promise you. That is the best thing that has never happened to you. But this is what I want you to do to take away from here, because it was so much you needed in that relationship when you entered. And sometimes, well, I don't want to say sometimes, this is the price we pay when we feel that someone else can love ourselves more than they love, than we love ourselves. This is the price you pay when you love someone else more than you love yourself. But I promise you, this is the best thing that has never happened. If you would have went and dropped your life to go be with him, you already see what would have happened. You would have been left, and you would have been the one holding the bag, and they would have continued on with their life. So I know you may not can see it right now, but hopefully you'll come back and you'll download this, because this is your test.
And when when y'all make up and start hugging and kissing again, don't stop listening to the remix. Because you
never, because this is not the first time. I mean,
hold on. It's not the first time. You just told us that you hold on. You just said
I left. I came out here to get away from him, and he basically I'm easily manipulated, let's just say, and I'm easy to groom, and
So you sound like a puppy.
Basically,
wait a minute.
What?
You say I'm easily groomed like a puppy.
You said I'm easily groomed, and I'm easily
manipulated.
So look, let's do this. Let's not.
This is a trick call. This is a trick call. Yeah, come on. She's playing.
Yeah.
This is what you see.
Let's
you just say I'm easily manipulated and easily groomed.
Yes. Listen.
You're not something.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Go ahead, Brother Bilal.
You say I'm easily manipulated and easily groomed like a puppy, like we're at Petco.
Yeah. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to know that the tears you're really crying are for you, not him.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with him. This is you. This has to do with you. And it has to do with this desire. It's a lot of things coming up. Number one, I will say your relationship with your father or their lack of. But this is even deeper than that. This is about you learning how to love you. You are not a puppet, and even though you feel you're a puppet and feel you're easily groomed, I've never heard no one talk about themselves like this. So obviously you've taken on his language or language of other people around you. But I promise you, I'm going to leave you right here, because this is the best thing that's ever happened to you. And you can pass this test by now taking all of that energy, all of that language of being easily groomed. Groom yourself for your best life. Groom yourself for the best version of who you are. And know that this is the best thing that's happened to you. It's going to be a little rough right now, but the tears that you're crying are not even for him. I need you to know that these are tears for you. All right? So we wish you love. And I want you to just be strong, because you can do it. Go ahead and get it all out, girl. Get it all out. Let it all out. Because this is the best thing that has ever happened to you. That's one of the reasons why you left and moved. Because you already knew. You knew in your heart, and you didn't want to face it. But you know now. And when we know better, we should do better. So peace and love. I want you to hold the line and keep. Yes?
Is it all right if I just ask you one thing? I don't know if you'll be able to answer it.
Oh, you switch gears fast. I'm with you. Go ahead. Go ahead.
So I'm just wondering if you can see why he lied. What was the purpose of lying to me?
Well, the purpose.
You're easily groomed and easily manipulated.
There it is. And here's the other thing. He didn't lie to you. You just never wanted to see the truth.
There you go.
He never lied to you. You didn't want to see the truth.
Even though his words said?
Said what? What did he say?
That he wanted to be just with me. He was never with anyone else. I'd ask him questions about like...
All of that, if he was to take a lie detector test, he would pass. Because when he was with you, he really wanted to be with you. When he was with somebody else, he really wanted to be with them. So he never lied.
Right.
He never lied.
And for you,
so it's all semantics.
For you to even ask those questions, you know the answer.
That's right.
Oh, why would you ask somebody, is it me, is it only me? If you're asking those type of questions, you already know the answer.
That's right.
So it's all just semantics, basically.
No, it's not semantics, sweetie.
Well,
this is your life. It's not semantics. You're living.
I'm saying
this.
What he was saying with semantics. Like when I say you want to be with just me, it's semantics when you say, yeah, I just want to be with you, but then you want to be with someone else.
Listen.
And it's not.
Listen
truthful.
Invite us to the wedding. No, we can't do this. Invite us to the wedding because you're talking about him more than yourself. Just invite us to the wedding. We coming.
Mm-hmm. We will send an invitation. But I promise you, as long as you take a look deep inside, then you will know that you've known everything that you know now. Yeah. So peace and love.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Listen, are you worth it? Are you worth it? You got to know. Let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 2547. 2547, you're live on Planet Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Oh, can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, what a blessing. Thank you, and greetings to you all. My name is Yerela, and I would like to know about my health.
What's your name again, please? Say it one more time for me.
Yerela.
Yerela. I don't want to say it wrong. It's beautiful. And you want to know about your health.
Yes. I've been having these pains for like 7 years and they won't go away. I've been to the doctor. I've been in the doctor. They're telling me that it's the C3 nerve. They've done all kinds of tests, exams, and I still have this pain.
Mm-hmm.
And it's stopping me from doing what I want to do, things that I need to do.
Okay. And this pain, is there a particular time that this pain comes? Because I'm showing it kind of spiking at certain times and going down at another time and then spiking at another time and coming down.
I guess maybe when I get stressed or when I'm working, like moving stuff, but that's all I've noticed.
Mm-hmm. And so what have they told you? I'm drawing out your energy, by the way.
Okay. What have they told me? That it's the C3 nerve, that it might be like asthmatic, and they've got me in therapy, physical therapy, but because last time it happened, I ended up in the hospital for 3 days with paralyzed on my left side.
So here's a couple of things. Number one, I will tell you this. You have massive leaks in your root chakra and in your crown chakra. And those two are kind of like yin and yang. They're twins, them two. One of the things is kind of good that they haven't figured out what is there, because it's still showing that it hasn't manifested itself. But this has a lot to do with the inner workings. So I want to talk to you about your self-worth, because, and the conversation you're having inside, because this is attacking your nervous system. And this is what's causing this. And coming from your right brain, this has everything to do with your feminine energy and how you're bringing that forward. So talk to me about how you feel about your self-worth.
Well, in the past, I didn't feel that I had any self-worth, but recently I'm doing things to make me feel better, to things that are passionate to me, in trying to help myself and help others.
Okay. I think that's really good, but I'm telling you, energetically, your energy, you do not have a healthy self-worth. And that conversation about what you're having inside of your mind is what is destroying you because of how you feel about yourself. And this is so much of what's leaking from you. You've got to get to the place where you are loving you and you feel good about you. When I see you, I'm going to tell you the picture that came up for me. Brother Bilal, you may can remember this. It's one of the pictures that Michael Jackson has drawn of himself. I see you as a little girl sitting in the corner with your knees buckled and your arms around your knees, sitting in the corner. So your test is coming up. Yes, in the fetal position. This is your test coming up. Your test coming up is, are you really worth it? Or are you still waiting for something or someone outside of you to make you worthy? Your test is all about, do you really love yourself? You see, not what you show the world, but what you know to be true inside. This has to do, and because it's the right brain, this is about that feminine energy, and this has everything to do with your sexuality, feminine energy, your intuition, how well you listen, and you are letting your mind run rampant. I see your mind almost like a balloon that has been popped in a room. It is just going all over the place.
Really? And I've been trying to meditate and be positive and do positive things and change my lifestyle. Like, I've done so much
in the past year. Right. But if you're only doing that for the facade and it's not changing things on the inside, I promise you, a mind and body at peace can hold no illness, no disease or disturbance. And you are having all three. You have to find your peace. You have to find your peace. I'm getting chills telling you this. You have to find your peace, because what your test is going to be is, can you dance with life? You have to do something that will change your energy for good. And it cannot be meditation. It cannot just be those one acts. It has to change it for good. And you never, ever can look back at the old you and the old way of thinking.
And I'm trying to do that. Why am I having these problems? What can I do? Please help me.
Yeah. What you can do, number one, you got to stop smoking, because I see a big leaf that's coming down. So any weed, anything to alternatives, you've got to get it out your system. And then you have to come to grips with your life and your sexuality. You have to come to grips with those two things. This is where your test is. I promise you, the next 23 days, you cannot keep blaming yourself for things in the past. You have to come to grips with it. You have to face your truth. You have to own it and face it. And then you have to never, ever go back to the self-critical thinking in your mind. You have to become your best cheerleader, your best fan. You have to be that for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And you can turn it around. You could turn it around. But you got to go within. This is not about... You got to keep your energy up. You got to keep your vibration. You have to upgrade your self-talk. There's a show we did. Please go in the archives. Yeah. Check that out. You have to upgrade your self-talk. You talk shit to yourself, and you can't do it anymore. And this is what your body is telling you. You cannot do it anymore. You cannot do it. And so the question is, are you worth it?
Yes, absolutely.
Then do it. There you go. There you go.
Lord, can I ask you one more question?
Quickly, we got a lot of folks.
Spirit guides.
You want to know how many spirit guides you have? You have three spirit guides. Three.
Okay.
Three spirit guides. That are working with
what
you.
What a pleasure it was and an honor to talk to you guys. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah. Peace and love. Thank you for calling
in. Peace and love.
We're getting some calls tonight.
Some good calls. Beautiful calls.
Beautiful calls. Beautiful people. Yeah. Let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 9172. 9172. Hold on. That ain't 9172. I didn't hit it. Somebody else. 9172, you are live on Planet Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
I'm Corel Brown from Brooklyn, New York.
Okay, well, this is what I'm going to need you to do. I'm going to need you to get fully focused. I know how Brooklyn is. I'm going to need you to come real close, take us off speaker, and so that we can hear you.
Okay, I put a phone in my ears. Okay.
There we go. Perfect. Who's on the line?
Corel Brown.
Okay. You said Corella. Or Coretta?
No, Corel, C-O-R-E-L-L.
Oh, Corel Brown. Greetings.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Nice.
I don't know. I don't know what to say. I don't know where to begin.
It's okay. In a minute.
What's the question of the night?
I try to call in because I always be, I don't know what to say, so I always keep everything to myself and try to do everything by myself. And when I heard Robala talk tonight, I said, you know, I need to open up a little more now, you know, because I feel I always fear to say the wrong thing. And so I just keep everything by myself. And I'm tired of doing that because I'm feeling things is happening and I don't have the guidance. I know I need guidance.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, we know part of your test is if you keep everything bottled up, it's right now, what do you feel you're being tested with at this moment?
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot being tested. I give by 6th of next month. I'm not going to have my job anymore because of what is going on. And I just can't, a part of me just can't do it. All my family do it, but something in me, I just can't do it. It would be easier for me to do it and make life go on, but I just can't. I can't be a part of it like my friends and my family. I feel like I have something else to do, and I make peace with it, whatever gonna happen.
Well, you said that your job is going to be shutting down.
No, not shutting down. They letting me go because I'm not taking this vaccine.
Okay. So they're going to let you go because you decided to not take the vaccine. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
and you said you can't do it.
No, I don't. A part of me, I just can't, and I don't want to. I feel like it's time for me.
That certainly is your choice. So if you've come into an agreement on that as your choice, what's the struggle?
What's the struggle? I have my children, I have my husband, you know, I balance him out. I know that it's going to be very hard for him, but I'm feeling something I can't explain to them.
Hold on a second. Why do you say it's going to be very hard for him? And I'm listening because we want you to talk this through. So why do you say it's going to be very hard for your husband and your children?
Because working is like I help balance him, and he's going to be him alone. But, you know, I have a feeling that everything will be all right, but
And so have you even seen if it is possible that you can get an exception due to religious beliefs?
I don't go to church, so I don't have any pastors.
Hold on. You don't have to go to church. Every religion is not church. So what I'm saying to you, because you said that you have to leave your job because you don't want to get the required vaccine. And what I'm saying to you is if it's not just about leaving your job, and we're going to go a little further here, then have you taken a look to see what options you have available, or are you so busy fighting to say you're not going to take the vaccine?
I didn't try to have an option because I feel like it's time to move on. Maybe I do home care, and I think something will come up for me to try to do private instead of working with them to force me.
So hold on. So we can go ahead and scratch that off the list, because the truth is you no longer want to work for them. That's the truth.
Yeah, I think I need to move on. That's what I'm feeling.
Yeah.
I feel like I should go independent.
And you were feeling this even before this came up, correct?
A little, I think, you know. I want to find my purpose. I feel like I'm supposed to be doing something else. I'm trying to find myself.
Well, you pick a great time to do it, because the test is coming. Oh, you gonna find yourself.
Face to face is the truth.
Oh, you getting ready to come face to face with it. Oh, you gonna figure it out. Uh-huh. You're gonna figure it out. I just wanted you to talk it through because this, and I want you all to hear us. This is not about getting vaccine or not. You got to know that it's something deeper here. And so something's been calling you. And if you can face that truth, then you can get to a solution. But if you keep saying that this is just about that shot, you'll never get to the truth.
Yeah, I feel like I want to move on. I need to find what what I really need to do and find my purpose. I have a dream, you know, this lady is like they kind of mad at me. They like, it's like they tired of like maybe wanting me to do something and I'm not doing it, like going up a stairs. And I told them that some pillars on the stairs so I can't go, and they told me to move the pillars. So I moved the pillars from the stairs, and then I didn't even walk up the stairs. I was floating. I always have a dream like that, like I'm flying, like, you know, levitating. Like, I always have a dream like that every now and then, depends on my energy.
I love
it. And I fly up to go up the stairs, and, you know, and part of the dream, I come back down. Then I find myself walk up back the stairs. Then I saw a little boy, and the little boy said to me that, "You're beautiful just the way you are." And I touched him in my dream, try to see if he's real.
Right.
And he was real. Sometimes I have a way in my dream to doubt, just like I would do in regular.
I love it. I used to, you know, I don't know if you stay on Schaefer Street in Brooklyn, but I used to fly up the steps on Schaefer Street. So, you know. I mean, I'm just saying, since you're talking about flying, that's what I used to do. I used to fly up the steps. Yeah, but anywho, that's a whole other story. So this is beautiful. Now, this is what I will tell you. Your test is coming. And I'm going to let Brother Bilal speak to this in just a moment. But your test is coming. And a big part of your test is about how you feel you're being supported. And, you know, it's interesting, in the dream, the ladies were telling you to move these pillars, you know, and telling you to move these pillars out the way. And so these pillars represent your strength, how strong you are. Do you know how strong you have to be to move pillars out of the way? Pillars also represent structure and support. And this is where you're being tested. How well have you been supported in your life? You've been a support to so many, and still will be. But how well are you? How do you feel about the support that you have allowed to be with you?
I feel like sometimes I give, but I feel like I never get, you know, the things I do, it's not like you're trying to look for reward, but you feel like, you know what, you know, you want to be you treat people or you want to be treated, then, and sometimes you just don't get it back.
I'm going to tell you this. Your test is about listening and following your heart. Your other test is going to be with your marriage and your relationship. Get ready, sister girl. Put your big girl panties on because this is going to be a test in your marriage, in your relationship. And you're going to have to stand up and you're going to have to learn how to stand up for yourself and say, listen, here's what's going on and here's what I'm requesting. I need support.
My marriage from the beginning is like 15 years, and it always feels like a test.
Well, this one may be that this is the final exam.
You know, sometimes I said to myself, you know why, you know, sometimes I feel like if it wasn't the children, I would, you know, I would get away.
I know. You would fly up them damn steps. And that's why I'm telling you.
Yeah, well, that's most definitely getting ready to be the test then. Like,
oh, yeah. You getting ready to, I'm telling you, we are here to not tell you what you want to hear, not blow smoke up your butt, not give you lip service, but to really give you what the divine, what spirit is giving us. And I'm telling you, your test, following your heart, and your relationship, your marriage, this is your test. How well are you going to be supported and how well you can stand up for yourself? So those pillars are those women who are there to show you, not to be a disrespectful wife, but to stand up for yourself in your marriage. You are not a victim in your relationship, period.
You got to do a lot of push-ups. I mean, it's rough out here.
We need all this strength, right?
Yeah. And we, it comes to, is it worth it? Is it worth it?
That's right.
And you ask yourself, what are you willing to exchange? That's the question. What are you willing to give?
That's right.
What, look, even with knowing your purpose and your path and your destiny, what are you willing to give?
What I'm willing to give. I feel like I'm doing my ultimate best right now.
Let's have the question. It's going to help you, I'm telling you. To know what your true purpose is, what are you willing to give?
I will let go of anything around me because
So you never thought about that question?
to be honest, I never feel too fit in with the crowd. So, you know, I need to get
to my
level.
No, it's not about the crowd. This is about your path. I thought you said you wanted to know your purpose. We're talking to you, right?
Okay. What I'm willing to give. I know I'm ready. I'm ready, but what I'm willing to give.
You're just not willing to give nothing.
Oh, God. Yes, no, of course.
So you say I'm ready, but you're not willing to give just yet.
Oh, my goodness.
I think I'm doing, okay, I don't want to use the word the best I can, because that's not going to cut it either, right?
No.
Are you getting a clear picture why you don't know your purpose yet?
What I do, I dance around stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, you're dancing. You're dancing right now. You didn't give up nothing yet.
Nothing.
I don't give up nothing. Okay, so what do you think I need to do? Because I'm kind of missing.
No. It's not no dictatorship. I'm not getting ready to dictate to you what's valuable to you. Because you got to give something that's of value to you. What are you willing to give? You haven't come up with anything yet.
Well,
and then guess what? Guess what else is exposing?
Tell me.
If you don't know what you're willing to give, we already know you haven't given it. See, that's
right.
The problem.
Yes.
Wow.
If you don't even know what you're willing to give, we know for sure you haven't given it.
That's right.
Wow. Is it possible I don't even know myself?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know,
right. It's possible you don't know the true purpose.
That's right. Yeah, it's possible.
It's the work.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta know the work. You gotta do the work. There's no getting around the work. And that's not, you know, that's not judgment. That's all love.
That's right.
Yes, yeah, I'm taking it. Yeah, I need it. I need to hear. You know, I know, you know, every now and then, you know, since 2018, you know, listening to Bobby Annette, and then since then, there's a lady always come, no, about three times she come to me in my dream, like, you see, if I'm not feeling well, sometimes
right.
She, you know, she show me something, and it, whenever I use it, it will help me. I don't know who is it, though. I don't know that lady. Is it possible to tell me who she is? Who she is?
That mm-hmm. sound like a trick. That sound like a trick question. But I will tell you this, and this will cover it all. It is your higher self coming to talk to you. It's trying to wake you up. It's trying to wake you up. Yeah, yeah. It's trying to wake you up. It looks
even in
like
the sleep.
Even
you even
in the
sleeping sleep. In the sleep.
Yeah. It's attempting to wake you up. Wake you up to who you are, to truly who you are. And even though here you sound like you're somewhat clueless and, you know, sort of this not sure of yourself, that's not the way you operate in day-to-day movement at all.
I try to do things by myself. You know, it come up in my mind.
But
I try.
Here's the thing. When you say you try to do things by yourself, I want to tell you how selfish that statement is. You're not doing things by yourself because your husband is there with you, doing things with you. So for you to claim that you're doing it by yourself, it's kind of selfish because you're not.
I mean by, like, anything to do with my spiritual work, you know, I don't try to, that's what I meant. It's not really with my husband like that. Yeah.
Same. Because even still, you're not by yourself doing it. And the bigger picture for you doing it should be for the betterment of your family. But you've spent so much time separating yourself from your family in your mind that you literally have separated yourself.
Wow.
So the woman...
she got to float back downstairs where the family is. And you floated upstairs. You got to go back downstairs.
Yeah,
the family's back together.
You got to go back downstairs because you're not going anywhere.
Right.
So
I went downstairs in my dream for real. When I went down like I didn't fly. I didn't walk down. I float back down. Looking at the boy that told me that I'm beautiful just the way I am. And I try to make my halt and I sit down there the morning before work.
You can't take us. Let's do this here because you can't take us in a dream with you. What I want you to do when you wake up, I'm going to let the dream roll to you. When you wake up, there's going to be a serious test to take.
Yeah.
Now, as you flow through the dream, I need you to wake up and do some work on this side.
Yeah. Not just in the dream world.
Not just in the dream.
You got to do work on this.
So you using that as an excuse. Now, I ain't understand what the lady was saying. And then you do that for 10 more years, and then we be right back at the same test.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying?
You have to come to grips with letting your partner, your husband, know that you plan on quitting this job. And it ain't because of the
shop. Already. You told him already. You ain't tell him yet?
No. No, she ain't tell him.
No, she told him already. You told him, right?
He know that is by the 6th of next month, but he don't know how I feel. I told him that I want.
Yeah, start doing push-ups tonight. We're going to talk to you later. You waste your time. You need to start doing push-ups ASAP. Yeah, you wasting time with us.
No, I want to do something private. I know we're in the midst of everything because we were trying to buy a house and we get the loan.
Oh, shit. The private thing you need to do is close the door and tell him you're getting ready to quit your job.
Brother Bilal, what did I tell her? Your test is your relationship. This is the final exam. Final.
Face your truth. Face your truth.
So this is about really not wanting to move forward in your relationship. It has nothing to do with the job.
Just let the people know you're not taking those two shots, but you'll just take the booster. And me and Ms. Blue will talk to you later. So we got to go. And I've got a lot of people here.
Yeah, we got to go. We got to go. Yeah.
We love you to death. We love you. Love you.
Yes.
Peace
love
and
you
love. Guys.
Love you, too.
Oh, wow. Okay, thank you.
You're
welcome. Beautiful, beautiful spirit. Beautiful spirit.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
We go into the next caller, Brother Bilal.
Yes, indeed.
All right, let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 9026. 9026, where else can you talk about your life and get this? 9026, you're live on Planet Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, it's Raven from Canada.
Hey, Raven.
Hey.
Long time. Raven with the smooth voice.
That's right. We heard from Raven.
Sounded silky. Raven, yes, Raven came on silky.
And Sunday. Where you been,
Raven?
Raven from Canada.
Oh, working on myself. Still working on myself.
I love it. I love it.
You still floating, Raven?
See what you got, Raven. How you been?
A lot going on.
There's a test coming up.
Good. I'm good. There's still stuff going on, but I'm good for the most part.
Good. What you got for us tonight?
Yeah.
Well, as you've been talking to everybody, I'm like, oh, my God, that fits with me, too. I feel that, too.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Are you worth it? Are you ready to take your test?
It feels like I'm preparing for it.
Feel something coming. Are you feel something on the brink? Have you been tested lately? Been going through some things? What's going on?
Yeah, I met someone and been talking to them for a little bit. And then recently they said, well, I'm going through some personal things, so I'm going to be MIA for a little bit and I need some time for about a week. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. I was in Miami a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, no, not in Miami. MIA.
Oh, missing in action. That MIA.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Keep going. Yeah. We're here for it.
That feels like a red flag. I'm like, okay. But then my mind, I'm like, oh, my God, well, I'm not going to wait around. But then my mind's going, well, don't jump into anything else. So it feels like a test. Like, I'm supposed to just, like, for myself, just not to rush into anything. Just
Hold on. What you mean jumping into anything else? Like a relationship?
Yeah, like, don't jump into anything and just.
Yeah, the man went MIA for 3 days and you talking about getting a whole nother relationship?
Wait a minute, 3 days, Raven?
No, I just,
I feel like I get in my emotions a lot. And it happens
sometimes. What they got to do
to
get in another relationship,
like,
Raven?
No, not in another relationship. But I mean, like, talk to anyone or anything. It's just I got really sensitive about it.
So hold on, Raven.
Wow.
Because, wait a minute. Back up. Maybe I misunderstood.
Okay.
So, you were dating someone. How long were y'all dating?
Not long.
What's not long? Come on, you don't know?
Elusive.
Oh.
Come on, baby.
A week.
A week.
How long? He was already MIA.
That's what I'm saying.
Listen,
already MIA.
Listen to me, Raven, really close. Are you ready?
Yeah.
This was a one-week stand.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what that means? You know how they say a one-night stand?
Yeah.
This was a week stand.
Mm-hmm.
While you were laying down.
There you go.
That's deep, huh?
It's nothing to wait for.
Nope.
It's nothing to process. It's nothing to do because there is no commitment here. Only commitment is when I come back, we can do another 1 week stand.
I feel it's the part of the show where we need to say, if nothing else moves you, life will.
So true.
I'm so
true.
Real. That's why I'm like, that's a red flag right there. So there's
no
progression anywhere. What it is. It was just
it's not a red flag.
And it's done.
But it's not a red flag. I don't want you to confuse that. There was no
not wait around. There's nothing
there. Was
there,
no,
that,
there you go. Yeah, because there was no misleading.
Yeah.
You weren't misled. No. You weren't tricked. You wasn't bamboozled. Now, you may be de-whipped, but you wasn't tricked and bamboozled. This was a one-week stand that you enjoyed.
All right. And that's why it's called addiction. Yeah. I mean, what is addiction, huh? What was it talking about?
No, because it wasn't fully. So.
Huh? Hold on, fully what, Raven? Now, Raven, if you're talking like this, anybody will go MIA talking like this. There's a lot of code talking.
Oh my God!
Yeah, you're
stuff
not clear
I gotta
on
get
that.
Out of. That's stuff I gotta get out of too. That's
no, Raven. All you gotta
like
do
everything...
is just speak the truth, baby. All you gotta do is speak the truth.
We didn't have sex.
Raven.
I didn't even ask that.
Raven.
I didn't even ask
that. I know.
This was a.
No, I really wasn't asking that.
I understand that you don't want to put your business
down.
This was a one-week stand.
Yeah.
1 week stand.
So you just upset because y'all was talking on the phone all night?
No, I'm upset because I feel like I was trying to get attached to something that I shouldn't have been, really.
Right.
But other things, like before even meeting this person, before, because just recently, like when that happened, I just had this thing where I was just like crying uncontrollably. And that's not the first time that happened. Not because of that situation, but there's been other times. Like,
but what I'm
that
saying
I'm just getting around. Yeah.
It brought you out of your tears. Be thankful.
Yeah.
Be grateful and get ready for your lesson. Get ready for the final exam. Mm-hmm.
That was like a little pop quiz right there.
Yeah, that was a pop quiz. Yeah.
that's what I mean too. Like even before that situation, there's been times like I'll be just sitting and burst into tears. Like it just comes really strong. Just like when you have like a strong rain, like it just pour and pour and pour and then it'll go away. Like it stops. Like that's been common.
Happen.
I'm going to advise you.
Yeah, like a different period.
If you and the guy sitting down talking, please don't just bust out crying. Just do that for me. Do that for Brother Bilal.
Okay.
Because that's a red flag for him. But just to bust out crying for no reason.
Here's the thing. Your test is going to be for you to bring your life into alignment. And there are some things that have to change. And some of these tears and emotional outbursts that you're having has a lot to do with some of the things you're taking in mentally, of course, and physically. Mm-hmm. And then you're crashing. You're trying to take yourself out of feeling and being present. And this is where your test is going to lie, that you have to fully show up in Raven's life for you, period. No more dumbing yourself down. No more pretending you don't know and don't have a clue. You're not going to be able to get away with that. And if you turn that responsibility of your emotions and yourself over to someone else, they will totally take it and you will lose your life. Not physically, but mentally you will lose it. So that's kind of the rawness of where you're at. You are not in alignment. There are some things that need to change in your life, and only you can change them. Only you
Absolutely.
Can change
yeah.
them. Otherwise, you're going to be like Brandy, sitting up in your room, crying.
mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I could give you another version of that, but I'd rather give you that and then give you a spoonful of sugar.
No, I get that. And I know what I've been doing. I know what I've been doing. And it's just like I used to do before. And it's like, why am I still doing that? I think it's something that I just retreat to sometimes. So something that I got to get out of. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything's felt like, yeah, just fall back. It's safe and everything. And yeah. Yeah.
Because what you're doing right now is you are desperately taking your mind and you're putting it on a platter and you're begging someone in the universe to come steal it. Take my mind away from me. Let me lose my mind. You're begging the universe to take your mind. Literally, you need to thank the dude you was hanging out with because it could have really taken your mind.
Yeah.
You were willing to give anything to him, and you didn't even know him.
Absolutely.
Mm.
It's not funny, like, haha, but it's funny that you mentioned that because different ones I've had in my life had told me different things that have helped me incorporate, like, to watch out for some things in my life. So, like, I got to start applying it more. Yeah. So
well,
been,
well
know, like
you, you're going to get a fast test in it.
Yeah. You know. It's coming.
yeah.
Oh,
I'm get a fast
test.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I would encourage you to do some mirror work. To get in front of the mirror and to really start affirming that you love yourself, you are safe, and you deserve to be here, and repeating that for like 6 minutes a day, looking at yourself. You have got to get and become one with you. Your life is not in alignment. And again, if I look at your hologram, you literally have your mind on a platter and you're standing like in the middle of the mall. And you know how they ask you, would you like to try? Would you like to try?
Yeah.
This is what this is what men and women see when they come to you, that you are just saying, would you like to try some? Would you like some? Sir, excuse me, would you like a piece? Ma'am, would you like some? Ma'am, please come. Just take a little bit, please. You've got to serve yourself the way you want to serve and be of service to others. You know, the only recommendation else I can give you is to look into, hey, I don't know much about it, S&M, because you want someone to totally dominate you.
Oh. Well, there's women people in Canada,
no,
too.
No judgment.
Canada.
No judgment.
What?
Canada, right? Yeah, you get beat anywhere. Yeah, they're whipping everybody. That's your test, baby. It's good.
I'm just saying, you may want to look. I'm sure it's a safe way to do that kind of thing when you want someone to totally dominate your mind and your body, you know. But do it safely. Don't just be out here in these cosmic streets handing out yourself for free.
You, so you kite string, don't use rope. Well, we gone, Raven. It's good to hear you, baby.
It's good to hear from
you. All right, good to talk with you, too.
All right, Raven. Good to hear you,
all
baby.
Right, Raven. Peace and love. Hold the line.
Oh, yeah.
Kite screen.
Nothing like a good spanking every now and then. Are you my mommy? Oh, my God.
Okay.
Come on, now. Are you worth it?
Oh, my goodness. Let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 4104. Shit, am I in a text? Hello, greetings.
Hello, greetings. This is Cher from Maryland.
Okay.
Who's calling?
This is Cher from Maryland.
Oh, okay. Greetings, Cher.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Hi, y'all doing? I just first of all wanted to say that thank you very much. I haven't called in or really even caught the show in a while, a really long time. So I'm back. And I just wanted to say, Ms. Blue, I think it was 2015, you gave me a reading on the air that was so unbelievable that even to this day, I go back and I reference it because it still applies to this day. Brother Bilal, same thing,
wow.
2015, you gave me a reading that
it was so powerful.
Call.
You left for 6 years?
I did for 6 years. Y'all don't do that because it
that's
it
good.
Really,
no, I'm saying the message is that potent.
I'm serious.
Like it was worth
it. It really was, but I've been meaning to call in and literally just say thank you because it's just unbelievable. So, thank you.
Well, let me tell you how this works. We give from the heart, and you're supposed to leave and go and test it. You have to go in the field and work it. See, it's not designed for you to stay in the spiritual third grade. That's what we're talking about. You got to go test some of this shit out. You got to go test some of this. So you got married or something?
Everyone.
What's going on?
No, I didn't get married. Just for everyone that's listening, it's real. But they know that. That's why they're here. But
remember. I wish you could share a little bit about what I told you. My goodness.
Okay. Yes. So I asked you, this was one of the shows where we were talking, I don't remember exactly the topic of the show, but Miss Blue, I asked you about my ancestors. Was there any ancestors around that had any messages for you? I mean, for me, excuse me. And before I said it, you, of course, you said who I wanted to hear from. And
It's just crazy. It's just unbelievable. Mm-hmm. So, yes. So, are there any more ancestors around? But yes, you, Ms. Blue, you just told me everything that I needed to hear at the time, and it was like so deep and unbelievable that still, I mean, ancestors they show themselves. So, but that time it was just amazing. So yeah.
Well, that's
I didn't want to tell everybody what it was because it was for me, but I was on the air, so it, you know.
I was gonna say, were you on the air?
I
almost feel like, you know, I don't know. Have you ever watched this program called Dancing with the Stars? Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen it? And you know how the guy takes the woman and just spins her around, and she's like spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I feel like you just did to me. You just went.
Wow.
You just spun me all the way around. Yeah. Because you raised your hand because are you worth it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what time it is tonight. You told us all of that.
I do know I'm worth it.
But what
I
are you willing to give?
To
but let's slow it up. Let's slow it up. What are you willing to give?
My life.
You willing to give your life?
Yeah.
And so what's stopping you?
Fear.
Wait a minute.
So you're not willing to give it?
Listen
at what you're saying, because listen at the question. If you're willing to give it, that means you still got it.
Okay.
Are we clear?
Wait a minute. No.
If you're willing to give it, I ask you what you're willing to give. You say your life, because whatever you're willing to give, you still have it.
Yes. So then, am I understanding the question?
you are on one level, but the other level is your life represents your dedication and your commitment, and that's the part you're not willing to give because you still have it. You don't even know where to put it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're willing, if I ask you what you're willing to give when you identify it, you would have told me, oh, fuck, I done gave my life already. There's nothing else to give. So you didn't say none of that. You said, well, my life. But no, I'm scared to give my life. I mean, it's commitment. It's commitment.
It's
commitment.
That's true.
And a lack of it. What are you committed to?
Now, see, I just called to say thanks, but here you go.
Oh no! Yeah, but the thank you note is over. But what are you committed to?
But the truth is, that's not why you called in. That's what I'm saying. You didn't call in to tell us that, but you was hoping that would spin us around a little bit, and we'd get dazed like you've been in a daze lately. You've been getting it. I show somebody spinning you around, and you a little dazed. But that's okay. Yeah.
You're in a test. Dude, what are you committed to?
I'm committed to my truth.
No.
I'm committed to living. Okay.
What are you committed to? You're not committed to being honest. I tell you that.
I don't understand. Well, then you got to tell me what you mean. Tell me, what are you committed to?
Just what are you committed to? Like, what in your life right now are you committed to?
Right now, I'm committed to standing up for what I believe in and staying on my path and making sure that even though I'm afraid, I still have to keep going forward. I still have to
get something the right way. Get something the right way.
I got it already because I know this show.
Like, absolutely, that's some good. Right. You write your own words down. Mm-hmm. I am committed to standing up
for what I believe in. Your words. You got it written?
Yes.
Do you drive?
Yes, I drive.
You believe you could drive?
I know I can drive.
That's a fucking big difference. So you committed to some shit you believe that's not worth shit. Read your statement out your mouth. What it says? You committed to what?
Standing up for what I believe in.
Believe in.
Believe in.
Look, it's time to get to what you know.
No, yeah. Yep.
You got to leave that believing shit behind. So you committed to believing. You committed to doubting shit.
Mm-hmm.
Test is on the way. You're coming face to face with your test. And what that look like? What it look like? It's the same test since childhood. You're doing the same exact thing you was doing as a child. Even to the point where I'm going to say something, but I don't want you to figure out what it really is, but I'm going to try to get the answer up out of you, but not really say what it's not going to work this time. You're going to have to come clean. You need some assistance. You
know,
be safe with it, too.
Yeah.
I'm not telling you what we believe.
No, this is what we know for sure, because you're afraid that somebody might find out the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. You know, do you believe anybody even know the truth? And that's a belief. Do you believe somebody know the truth? You the only one know it?
No, I don't believe I'm the only one that knows.
All right, we'll get ready to show you. I'll go tell Ms. Blue to find out what it is. Right on the air.
Glad
you didn't stick yourself out there like that. Yeah, I know you know. I know, but we'll get you exposed on the show if you wanted to lie about it.
Oh no!
The test coming. No. You gotta get ready for this test, like for real.
You don't have
got to
ever worry about me telling. Oh no, it ain't gonna be me. Not I.
I know. I understand.
Not I. Mm-mm, not I. Yeah. But here's what I want you to know. I'm gonna give you some things to take with you this week. You have to learn how to establish better boundaries with your mind. That's what's jacking this whole thing up, your mind. Your mind is going to tell on you. These days where this test is, your mind is going to tell on you. Your mind is going to tell out of you. Get out of your mind. Get out of your mind. And all of that standing up for what you believe or what you think, and you're going to be called to the carpet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. You don't know, but you wish you did.
Mm-hmm.
But now you have heads up.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have heads up.
Okay.
So now you can prepare yourself. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
All right.
Thank you.
We got to get out the spiritual third grade.
Yeah, we really do.
Got to get out the spiritual third grade. I mean, I'm looking out the window, Miss Blue. The yellow bus is coming fast. It's picking most of you up. The test is coming. I ain't talking about the long yellow bus either. Time to go. What you doing, Miss Blue?
You know what, Brother Malau? Oh, my goodness. Wow. Question. Are you worth it? Coming face to face with our truth. You know, one of the most amazing things is if you can come face to face with your truth. That's the most powerful thing that you can do. That's the most powerful thing you can do, is to come face to face with your truth. Yeah. What a share. What a share.
Got that right. I'm looking at my life right now.
I'm telling you. Oh, my goodness, Planet Remix. So we have a lot of things in front of us, but we definitely wanted to... I don't even know what that was. But, yeah, so...
Really, please don't play doesn't say it. I'm already almost crying.
Oh, no. We're not fixing to do that.
Amazing shadow, amazing share, amazing callers.
Yeah.
Great energy as always. I mean, I feel it's our responsibility to keep everybody in alignment and tune. But this is a serious retrograde coming up for what it's worth.
Yeah.
Testing energy. I mean, the test, especially with relationships, remember, it's all relationships with everything.
That's right.
So we are in the test starts in 2 days. 23 days straight, pass the test. And then look, if you finish your test early, go assist someone else.
Yeah, help somebody else.
One of the best ways to pass a test is to serve, is to assist other people, help other people figure things out, and you will get your answer as well. It's not just about you. About
That's
the collective.
Right. About all of us here together. Assisting each other, helping each other, like you said, Brother Bilal, and being there for each other, you know, and really staying grounded. You know, we have a responsibility to ourselves and our energy as well to make sure that we are thoroughly grounded in ourselves as well too. So, a couple of things want you all to know that for sure, we definitely will have those Jupiter Money Kits coming up available, and we see you guys have been posting as well too. So, I'm just kind of getting us an outro here.
Shooting for the October 1st, but I want to be certain, you know what I'm saying? So we'll keep everybody posted. Got the line up. But it's timely because we're going inside this test, so it would really going to be on time. Please ring the bell for self-invested again.
Oh, yeah. Let me do that while I'm queuing this up. Right. Ooh, for self-invested, you guys. Definitely, just give me a minute. I'm looking for something. I'm looking for this song. I'm going to play it, you guys. Let's see. Yeah. Anything else this week, Brother Bilal, you want to, while I'm getting this song?
Let me check right fast. Let me check. Let's see. Now, just stay clear about communication, you know, just be direct in your communication, and most definitely just pay attention to the signs and symbols, because you're going to be forewarned that the test is showing up. And another thing pulls the test out: when your ego is out of balance, it's going to make it happen faster, because when your ego is out front, you just can't help yourself. That's just how it is. So you can speed your test up if you like. If you jump into your ego and just want to prove yourself, you will be in an instantaneous test. I'd rather you wait a little bit. Be gentle with yourself. Because remember, if we need healing,
There's some hurting going on. But we have to understand we're the one producing the pain. That's a fact. That's a fact. Yeah.
Well.
Yes.
I didn't actually find what I was looking for. So that means that we're gonna play this, we're gonna listen to this, and definitely send love out to all of you guys, and don't forget to like and subscribe and come back and comment, because we'd love to hear your detailed thoughts as well. So, oh my goodness, we got so many things that are going on. We've got Jupiter Money Kit. We've got the Magical Spiritual Bath Kit. We got a lot of things going on. We've got Self-Invested Workshop and the astrology class that's going on. So, and we have our test coming up.
Maybach music.
If you don't, I'm finna break it down. I just up my stock. Fuck them cops. If you love hip-hop, bust them shots. Your man priceless if your man's loyal. Better get that man a razor, end up paying for it. If you cut it, call it Jam Master J. No Adidas, but I rock a brick a day. Talk about the jewels out of nigga reach. Nigga, please, so I came back with a bigger piece. You still smoking weed on your car chase. I'm pulling off the car lot, screaming God's grace. Before the crib, you gotta clear the guard gate. Elevators like brakes on Scarface. New president, you had that barbe. Like a G, I gave the Cartier to Wale. Then I gave Meek Mill a Range Rover. Told Warner Brothers that the game's over. For me to move forward from here on, I need 50. I ain't talking 50 cent neither, nigga. I came back a rich nigga. Young mogul, Bo Jackson, I'm a switch hitter. They want me face down on the pavement. Gang members claim I need to make a payment. It's all for a young black executive. Can't you see we all fucking relatives? Relatively easy, we could go to war. Fucking we could go to war. Chasing me $100 million, that's a shout out. Fresh about the fed system, welcome home to fuck. I watch them pray 5 times a day, nigga. Same one that used to move the A, nigga. AK's in his heyday, nigga. Being scoop wood frames, low fade, nigga. Got the Cubans, got the folks, got the souls, nigga. Cocaine works much more than gold, nigga. So what's your goals, nigga? All my shit went gold, nigga. I remember smoking mid-grade. Till I went and got my shit straight. I'm spitting like this bitch a mixtape. Till they seen the ghost with the template. Sitting in the trap, blowing thick smoke. Trafficking my dope with a thick coat. Feds tore apart the squad, nigga. That's why I had to play the squad, nigga. That wasn't me, it was a job, nigga. It gets deeper, that was just a start, nigga. Screaming in my sleep, I know the Lord hear me. Death to you fuck boys on my 450. Gangsta, nigga. Richest gangsta, nigga. Richest gangsta, nigga. Yeah. Richest gangsta, nigga. You know where we came from? Look where we at.
your higher self. Are you worth it?
I will never find another lover sweeter than you, sweeter than you. And I will never find another lover more precious than you, more precious than you. Girl, you are close to me, you're like my mother, close to me, you're like my father, close to me, you're like my sister, close to me, you're like my brother. And you are the only one, you're my everything.